The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, football fans. Welcome back again to Hawks Stadium here in College Place, Washington, on the campus of College Place High School. And it is big night tonight. It's homecoming week and royalty being crowned tonight, although maybe not quite what you would imagine. It's not going to be the fancy cars and the fancy dresses until next year. But a lot of excitement on campus about homecoming. Big assembly today, and all fans, high school and parents alike, are really excited for tonight's game as we have the Wallouk Warriors and your College Place Hawks. Wallouk comes into the game 1-4 on the year, 1-2 league. They are also in the SCAC East along with College Place. And just kind of get set the tone here for Wallouk. Last year, they proved that they're much a ground team. They averaged 424 yards and 30 points a game last year on their way to a 4-6 record. And I said this year so far, they're 1-4. They had five all-league players graduate last year, so they are a very young team, much like your Hawks that we're going to see tonight as well. And the coach, when I asked him, how would you describe your team, what should we look for, they pretty much have a three-headed monster in their backfield, and we're going to see them run the ball. And as Coach Pons will say in the interview coming up, they like to impose their will on their opponents. The key running backs to watch tonight are Daniel Ayala is, for starters, one of their running backs. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 190-pound running back. He comes in with 446 yards rushing. Juan Silva is the second back in that set. He's a junior, 5'8", 155 pounds. And then Rock Forestier, the coach's son, has 520 yards rushing. And Forestier is a junior, 5'7", 165. So none of those numbers probably come off to you as being exceptionally large, but that is what the Wallouk Warriors look to do tonight, is to really just run the ball and run it constantly, as they hardly ever throw. Last week, their freshman quarterback, Oscar Rodriguez, only completed one of two passes, and that was against Royal. But anyway, they just love to run the ball incredibly a lot. Just kind of set off the stage for tonight's action in the SCAC East. We have this game tonight. We have second-ranked Connell at Riverview. Kyle Benton, who will be our opponent next week on the road, is at number one in the state, Royal. And Columbia Burbank is playing Warden, our opponent from last week. And also from last week's games is, for both these teams, Wallouk is coming off a home 69-8 loss to Royal. And I was reading the article about that game last week. Royal was up 21-0 before Wallouk ever touched the ball, if you can imagine that. They scored once, they did an onside kick, recovered that, went down and scored, kicked another onside kick, and scored. And the shell-shocked Wallouk Warriors were down, like I said, 21-0 before their offense even got out on the field against top-ranked Royal. College Place, of course, coming off a 48-12 loss here at home against Warden. And ironically, this being our sixth game of the year, technically, four of them have been at home, and one was a forfeit. So it's really only technically been one road game. That was a non-conference game in week two against Goldendale. And we're kind of wondering, was it going to be drizzly? Was it going to be kind of difficult tonight as far as weather's concerned? And what was a kind of wet afternoon here in College Place has cleared somewhat. It was still heavy overcast, but a beautiful evening. And if you were around town here in Walla Walla or College Place just about a half an hour ago, you saw a sunset that you're not going to see very often on the hills just a beautiful, beautiful view. And so we're kind of just setting the stage here for action tonight again, College Place and Wallouk. And I had a chance to sit down with head coach Donald Pons this last week and kind of talk about both what the team's up to and some things about him personally. And that interview is coming right up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hello, I'm Todd Kimball, and I am running for Walla Walla County Commissioner. We need a county commissioner who is familiar with farming and with life in the rural areas of our county. I was born and raised here in Walla Walla, and my wife Sandy and I have raised our family here. Our roots run deep here. We've been farming the Walla Walla soil for six generations. I am also a CPA with a keen understanding of budgeting, audits, and financial decisions. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. It's time for the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons. And Donald, first of all, after the game last week with Warden, what do you plan to focus on this week in practice?
Just tightening things up, you know. This week's theme is be about business. We're coming prepared. We're going to stay focused on the practice field. We had a great week of practice against Warden. We can bring the same intensity, same mindset this week. It's a homecoming week, so there are a lot of things going on. But we just talk about being about business. And so with that being in mind, we have a business-like approach. We're going to take care of our business, get in and get out, and be ready to go.
We're already into week six this season, which I can hardly believe.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of look for, like, what are some positive things, what are some things to take out of each week. What are some accomplishments you're most proud of so far this year?
So far, just the fight. We've had the kids that come out. They've really fought, and they're fighting, and they know they're up against we're facing giants. And so, in regards to where we are, where our program is, we don't have any quitters. We fought, and we're fighting, and we keep fighting, and we keep pushing. Those are some of the things. One of the big highlights is, of course, our first win, our first varsity win on our home field. That was huge for us. It was like the monkey off the back, man. Kind of like Brett Favre. They used to do that, say that about him in the championship game. But, you know, it was just really like, you know, that's a win. We had some individual highlights, some players that I can, you know, Cameron Lindstrom has had a great year. Miguel Moreno is having a great year. Alex Axel Curran is having a great year. Grayson Taylor as well. Those are some of our leaders that are really stepping up. You know, we're looking to really continue to build off their backs, and they're doing a really good job leading.
Okay, you're a football coach, but you're also a football fan.
Yeah.
What NFL player do you like watching the most, and why?
I would say, have to say right now, I'll have to say Antonio Brown. He is just electric in the field, and every time he touches the ball, it could be a touchdown. And so seeing him play, seeing him at Ben Roethlisberger's, that connection in and of itself is really, really a fun connection. And then, of course, his dances afterwards are really fun. So he's one that I look forward to when I turn on SportsCenter and I look for Pittsburgh highlights. I look for Antonio Brown.
So last week I was walking down the halls here about 10:30 p.m. Friday night, and you're talking to your assistant coaches. So after a football game, what do you do to, like, unwind and decompress?
It's fun. I really like to we talk to our coaches. We talk and we kind of look at what's gone, what went wrong, and what went right, and what can we kind of lead into our meetings for the next couple of days as we prepare for next week. But we do have a decompressing time, everyone. So I make sure I'm the last to leave. That's a part of the program, part of my plan. I just kind of, you know, stay and clean things up, tidy things up. It's not about football, but it is. But that's just kind of my thing. I go in the locker room and just look and, you know, just dream and think sometimes. I'll start the laundry, get that going for our managers, but I'll start it myself. And that's just the thing that I do. You know, I know I'm still in the mode of football and I got to get it done anyways, but it's something that I like doing. It's relaxing to me. You know, it's not, hey, it's not trying to rally guys and rally troops and motivate them. It's, hey, I'm doing this thing and it is relaxing for me. Another thing I always do is watch football. You know, just get Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon is get in my chair and watch some football, and this is really good. It's really fun to do that. And you know, I used to be, you know, watching football 24/7. Not as much anymore with kids and the family, but you know, watching a game or two. And spurts, which is really fun. I always try to catch the OU game, and so if I can catch them, then I'm all good.
All right. Highlight some individual performances of the players from last week against Warden.
Well, Axel Curran, just his immediate return, kickoff return in the first when we got when they scored, they drove down to score. That was a great play for us. Also highlighted by, at the end of the game, by his touchdown pass from Miguel Moreno. You know, you look at the numbers in the paper, and they're not all. There's some truth to that, but you know, Miguel Moreno, despite the four interceptions, he played a really well game for his first varsity game. We're really proud of him. You know, just tell him to keep his head up. And you know, he did a really good job leading the guys, and so he's just a work in progress. And so, you know, he can come into the off season, you know, knowing that he has that position and knowing that he can get better, and he's going to get better. So he did a really good job for us. You know, I can go back to Kyler Tyner. He did a really good job with some kickoff returns as well and running the ball. You know, those guys did really well for us, and so we're excited for them to build upon what they did and yeah, move forward.
So we have Waluke coming in this week. What could we expect from the Warriors this week?
Old school, smash mouth, foot to foot football, and you know they make no qualms about what they're trying to do. They're trying to pound the ball. They are trying to just bowl you over, and they will. The playoff team last year, they were pretty successful in our league. They were in the middle of the pack. They did a really good job of. You know, doing what they do well. And they're not trying to, offensively, they're not trying to score long touchdown runs. They're trying to, you know, 5 yards here, 5 yards there. They're going to wear you down. And they, like I said, they make no qualms about what they're trying to do. They're going to pound the ball. They're going to do the same plays over and over again. And you're just going to eventually wear down from that. And teams have worn down. So we got to be ready for that. Defensively, we know that we're going to play in a box that's going to be tighter. So everybody's going to have to step up. Safeties, corners are going to step up, make tackles and things like that. So that's just really where we're coming from on that side. And then defensively, you know, they are man-to-man, come after you. We're going to get to the quarterback before you can get the ball off type team. They don't care. And so they're going to be physical. They're going to be aggressive. And, you know, and they made plays, you know. Watching film on them, they've done a really good job. Corners are really good. Safety, secondary is really good. And their backers are fast. They're big guys. They're fast guys. So we just got to be prepared to punch back when they punch, because they're not going to try to outrun us. They're not going to try to, you know, outflank us. They're just going to take it to us.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right. Again, this has been the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons, and we're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services, scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plazaway Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. We're about 7 minutes away from kickoff in an SCAC action game here between the Wallouk Warriors and your College Place Hawks. And again, to set the tone here, it is homecoming week. And can't get over the fact that it's homecoming week, but we don't have any graduates yet. Our top class is juniors. But, wow, what a great assembly this afternoon, a lot of spirit, a lot of games. And we have the opening appearance. Again, we all have these first here at College Place High School, and tonight our mascot, the Hawk, is here in person to cheer on the team here as, again, the Wallouk Warriors come in 1-4, 1-2 league, College Place 1-4, 0-3 league. Again, it was a contest all week to see which class on campus could generate the most spirit, and got to hand it to the freshmen. They outclassed everyone and got the Spirit Award this week between the classes. And both teams coming out in the field here. College Place will be in their navy tops with their orange numbers and navy helmets with white pants, and the Wallouk Warriors in their maroon numerals with white tops, maroon helmets, and cream-colored pants. And, again, both teams kind of excited to be here. Again, Wallouk, if you're not familiar, they are a couple of hours away in Mattawa on the Columbia River between West Richland and Vantage. And we're going to take a quick timeout here for the national anthem. Let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Every once in a while, a really good deal comes along. Well, this is it. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and for as little as $59 a month, you can have a new 95% efficient gas furnace. That's right, zero down and $59 a month on approved credit for a clean, burning, even heat, super reliable gas furnace, and receive a $250 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 to get your new high-efficient gas furnace for only $59 a month. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again. Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect. So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Beautiful national anthem. Sorry you missed it, with juniors Hannah Rickards and Monica Ibarra. And speaking of Monica, I'm going to let you know who our homecoming royalty is this week. And again, when we say royalty, kind of an asterisk by that. We're not getting out the fancy stuff this week quite yet. That'll be next year when these kids are seniors. But each class had a prince and princess representing them. The faculty nominated five couples, or pairs of male and female from each class, and then the students then voted on those students, candidates for the finals for prince and princess. For the freshman class, the prince is Makoma Bakari, and princess is Courtney Melia. Sophomore prince is Bakari Bakari, and princess is Maddie Weaver. And the junior prince is Miguel Moreno, your quarterback tonight. And the princess is the young lady that just joined in the national anthem, Monica Ibarra. So, again, it's a lot of excitement here tonight, homecoming night. And, again, there's always a first here, really the first homecoming pep assembly that we've had. We've had, you know, similar assemblies to what we've had today, but not quite to this extent. A one-hour ceremony today, all kinds of spirit, classes competing with each other, all kinds of games going on. I just want to personally thank Zach Frazier from the Walla Walla Suites for coming out today and giving some awards to some students from my entrepreneurship classes last year. That was an awesome gesture by Zach to come out, and the kids were pretty pleased to get the awards for selling baseball tickets this past summer for the Suites. We're introducing the starting lineups here and getting ready also for the coin toss. And we've got about 3 minutes until kickoff. And let's take a two-minute break here while we wait for the coin toss. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers, and boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love, and you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers, and when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place on the campus here at College Place High School. Captains out on the field. Grayson Taylor, Miguel Moreno, Axel Corain, and Cam Lindstrom. We're getting ready to kick it off here between Walluke and College Place. It's like Walluke has won the toss and elected to defer. And we'll see where they're going to line up here in a moment. As College Place, this is their fourth home game of the year already, and looks like Walluke's going to kick off. College Place will come out of the south end zone and move from right to left here from my standpoint here up in the College Place press box. And again, we talked about keys to the game. Of course, last week a tough loss, 48-12 to Warden. And as we said in the pregame here, Walluke is just looking to pound the football. They're hardly going to throw it. So I think one thing the College Place is going to have to do is maintain some sort of continuity on their defensive line to stop any big gains and try to get the Walluke to either punt it or turn it over on downs. So winning the line of scrimmage here against a run-run-run-oriented team is going to be very critical. I think secondly is just not to compound mistakes. If you have a turnover or some sort of penalty or negative play, not to have that go from one play to the next. And so that would be a challenge at College Place. Then College Place has some, they scored on some big plays this year. They had an 83-yard kickoff return last week by Axel Crane. So to get some big plays either on special teams or on offense, or they had a pick six by Axel Crane back in week one that also was another play on the air. So they score on big plays, and so getting a couple of big plays early would really help in gaining some momentum. Teams are out on the field here. Axel Corain and Grayson Taylor back deep to receive this kickoff. And I got to apologize because my roster is dotted with all kinds of X's and cross-outs because there was all kinds of lineup changes from the original roster I was given. Kicking off is Jose Salia, a freshman, 5'5", 140 pounds. And our lines are set, and we are ready for football here in College Place. SCAC action between Walluke and College Place. Salia approaching the football, onside kick, rolls, and it's going to find its way out of bounds at the College Place 46-yard line. Just a little squib kick off the left, and a Walluke player had an angle on it, but it eluded his grasp and goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line of College Place. So that's where the Hawks will take it first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Great field position to start out the game here for College Place, as this will be their opening drive. Again, the rains have dissipated, and we have really what we kind of surprisingly a nice night for football here. It was very overcast earlier, but no water on the field. We'll call it the 46-yard line, middle of the field. Hawks come out in that diamond set with Moreno at quarterback and Tyner behind him, flanked by two running backs wide either side. Snap back to pass. Moreno fires out in the flat, and it is caught, but for a very short gain, and I think that was Cameron Marshall out there on what looked like it was going to be a screen pass. It goes for a yard gain on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 9 Hawks at their own 47-yard line. Again, just underway here from Hawks Field, homecoming night here at College Place between the Hawks and the Wallook Warriors. Hash mark right, second down 9. Shotgun set for Moreno, flanked by Tyner, 3 wides bunch to the right, and a 5-man front for Wallook. Back to pass again as Moreno fires over the middle, and that pass through the hands of Lindstrom. Thought he had a man climbing on his back at about midfield. They're going to say no, and the pass goes incomplete. So third down and 9. It looks like we lost a yard on that incompletion for some reason. They put it back at the 46-yard line. Here again, if you as a coach think that they've misspotted the ball, you can call for an official's timeout, but they're going to let it ride. We just lost 3/4 of a yard there on an incomplete pass. Third down and really 10 now. Bunch formation again in the backfield surrounding Moreno. Man in motion. It hits him, and it's off in the, on the ground. I think the Hawks got it. As Taylor was in motion, the snap hit him as he went by. And I think, can't quite see who dove on it there. It was Moreno, so a loss on the play there of 2 yards, and it'll be punting time here, Hawks, at their own 44-yard line. I don't know how you would account for that loss of yards in the stat book, but anyway, there you go. 4th and 12, Hawks, their own 44, punting time, as Moreno will go back in single set here in punt formation. I think that's Cisneros back standing at his own 21-yard line. Mindset, the snap is good, pressure on, line shot, kick, and hit at the 25, bounce right to Cisneros, the 20, tries to reverse his field, he's wrapped up by about 4 Hawks, dropped at the 28-yard line. So a 36-yard punt and about an 8-yard return on the kick for Moreno as College Place's initial drive stalls after 3 plays, and we're going to get our first look at the Warriors here from their own 20, we'll call it the 29-yard line, 1st and 10 there. Again, they tried an onside kick on their opening kickoff there and gave College Place pretty good possession. Again, a really tight formation behind Rodriguez, the quarterback. He's going to hand the ball off. Ball is loose on the ground, and it looks like the running back in the backfield out-wrestled the Hawk player for that, Rocky Forestier, the coach's son. He dives on that ball, and they're going to, we'll call it no gain on the play as a mix-up there in the backfield on the exchange. 2nd down and 10 for Wallook at their own 29-yard line. Rodriguez, the quarterback, with running backs Ayala and Forestier. They're going to hand the ball off and breaking free up the middle and getting a good gain out to about the 35-yard line on the delay action. Is Forestier, give him a gain of about 6 up to the 35. And again, they make no good bones about it. It's going to be Silva, Ayala, or Forestier just pounding the ball. And it's 3rd down and 4, Wallook at their own 35, middle of the field, no score, 9:27 to go, first quarter. 3 men in the backfield again behind Rodriguez, the quarterback. And he's going to turn, pitch the ball back, and getting good gain in Silva, reversing his field. It's open field 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race. Inside the 30, the 25, trips up from behind by Taylor, and he fumbled the ball. And what's the call? He's on his own 22. What are they going to say? What's the signal? They're going to say, Wallook, he was down by contact. Taylor running down Silva after a gain of 43 yards, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Wallook at the College Place 20, call it the 22-yard line. Their initial first down, all of a sudden they flip the field, and they've got a 1st and 10 inside the 25-yard line. We'll call it actually the 23, 42-yard gain on that play. Again, bunch formation in the backfield behind Rodriguez. He's going to hand the ball right up the middle, and it looks like a rugby scrum is breaking free up the middle and going in for the score. Just walking in is Ayala. He scores from 23 yards out as College Place lost him in the fray there, and he just walks into the end zone. There were about 5 blockers surrounding Ayala, and he takes it in from 23 yards out, and it is Wallook that is on the board first here with 8:43 to go. Kicker running on late here is Rivera. And there's a snap off their swinging gate. And I did not see what happened or who took that in. Okay, thank you, Forrest Deer. Two-point conversion is good. 8:43 to go here, first quarter. Wallloop 8, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments, just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Here's a kickoff by Salia. Line shot off the left side. That, too, is going to run out and roll out of bounds, this time at the 35. And, again, when a kickoff goes out of bounds, it can either, A, elect to take it where it goes out, B, 25 yards upfield from the point of the kick, or C, moving back 5 yards and re-kick. College Place can take this right at the 35 as Walloop going 4 plays, 71 yards, nothing fancy, highlighted by the 42-yard run by Silva. And after Forrest Deer's two-point conversion, it's 8-0 with 8:43 to go. College Place coming up with their second possession. Big game tonight in the Columbia Basin League as you've got top-ranked Richland from 4A taking on Kamiakin from 3A. Moreno will line up in shotgun, flanked by Tyner with three receivers here to the left against a four-man front. Snap back, hand the ball off Tyner, picking his way, and he's just driven back and dropped after what looks like no gain. He tried to pick his way through the line there on the dive. No gain, second down and 10. Also tonight in action in college football, we've got number 3 Clemson at the end of 3 up 35-10. Second quarter score, that's over Boston College. Second quarter score, number 19 Boise State 21, and New Mexico 7. Here we are, 8:13 to go, clock running, second down and 10. Hawks, their own 35-yard line, their second possession. Two wides out to the right and one left. Single back is Tyner. Flanking Moreno in the gun. Five defensive linemen back to pass. Moreno tries to throw a screen, and it is picked off and heading for the end zone inside the 10, inside the 5. Dragging him from behind down at the 5-yard line. On the pick, it was Ledesma as Moreno threw it right to him on the screen, and that's going to be taken back all the way back inside the 5. Touchdown saving tackle there, I believe, by Corain. They're going to spot him down at the what? Looks like the 5-yard line. So Ledesma saw nothing but green grass there as he picked off that pass. And obviously, great field position here from the 5-yard line for Walloop. They're in there again, their white tops, cream bottoms, and crimson helmet. Behind the set, Rodriguez hands it to the man at the middle, Ayala. He just drives into the end zone. He is going to score his second touchdown of the game. It's kind of a shell game here for them offensively, trying to figure out which back has the ball. And as it is, it's Ayala. He now has 2 carries, and he's got 2 touchdowns. And that one's coming from 5 yards out here with 7:42 to go. Back on for the extra point is Rivera. Again, they ran a fake last time. They're again, just going to snap the ball directly to the back, and it looks like he's stopped short of the line. So the extra point, no good. 7:42 to go here in the first quarter. Your score, Walloop 14. College Place, nothing. We'll take 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Hello, I'm Todd Kimball, and I am running for Walla Walla County Commissioner. We need a county commissioner who is familiar with farming and with life in the rural areas of our county. I was born and raised here in Walla Walla, and my wife Sandy and I have raised our family here. Our roots run deep here. We've been farming the Walla Walla soil for six generations. I am also a CPA with a keen understanding of budgeting, audits, and financial decisions. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hello, Luke. It's Jose Salia getting ready to tee it up here already for the third time. As Waluke is quickly here in a matter of about less than 4 minutes, taking a 14-0 lead. And back again deep is Taylor and Corrine to receive Salia's kick. Yeah, they just picked off a pass by Ledesma back to the five. The next play, Ayala taking it in. And quickly, the Waluke Warriors up 14-0. Here's a line shot kickoff to the right side. That's going to stay inbounds. Picked up by Corrine trying to pick his way up the sidelines. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped at the 23-yard line. So not quite as good a field position here for College Place as they started out their first possession after a onside kick. They started out at their own 47 at three and out, and then the last possession started at their 35, and Moreno picked off on the screen pass, and that returned back to the 8-yard line. So it's all said and done here. College Place first and 10, hash mark left at their own 23-yard line. See if they can get some sort of offensive momentum going here as they're going to come out again with Moreno flanked by Tyner. Two wides out left and one to the right. While Luke's stacking the line here, six in the box, and the ball up the middle. Tyner hesitates, spins, and he is going to crack up to kind of break through the line and get, what, a yard maybe? Up to the 25-yard line to give Tyner, the junior running, excuse me, sophomore running back, 5'7", 140. Tyler Tyner gets a yard up to the 25-yard line. Second down and 9 for the Hawks. And trying to get some sort of offensive momentum going here. 7:09 to go as College Place moving from right to left. Their third possession. And they're going to come out again with Corrine here to the left, and Taylor and Lindstrom right. Moreno flanked by Tyner. Running back dancing around for Waluke. Back to pass is Moreno. Flag is down. We have a stoppage of play. And we might have had illegal motion by College Place. We have a dead ball illegal procedure against College Place. And again, in high school, if you break that plane of the either side of the football, whether it's the offense or the defense, it is a dead ball, and they're going to move this one back 5 yards. So it'll bring up a second down 14, 6:49 to go here in the first quarter. Again, Waluke already up 14-0 after some big runs on their first drive. They went four plays, 71 yards on their first drive, and then Ledesma with the interception back to the five, and Ayala taking it in for his second score of the game. Ball is hash marked left, three wides out to the right, tight end left, shotgun formation for Moreno, flanked again by Tyner. Back to pass, single straight drop back. Moreno fires out in the flat, caught by Taylor, immediately wrapped up out there by, I believe that was Cisneros, and that actually goes for a what? A gain of, I guess, nothing. No gain. Sorry about that. I was just trying to read what that was. Ball was complete, but no gain. Third down from the 20. Third down and looks like 13. Actually, I'll call that 14. They need to get up to just beyond right about the 34-yard line. 5:42 to go, first quarter. 14-0 Waluke. Of course, this is the last thing you want to do is get into a third and long situation. against this team. Moreno come out in shotgun again, flanked by Tyner. Three wides out, bunch to the left this time. Snap back, Moreno back to pass. Fires downfield. That ball is picked off by number two. I don't quite have his number there or name. He's wrapped out of bounds and dropped at the 10-yard line. Tyner on the catch. We do have a flag down at about the 38-yard line. Again, I have to look at all these numbers that I've crossed out here. And saying that to Daniel Mendez. And we'll see what the flag is. They said it looked like it was holding. Did they say holding? I didn't quite see what the call was. Whatever the case, the ball was returned to the 10-yard line. They're going to say pass interference against College Place. And, of course, that will be declined. Give Mendez quite a return on that play. Give him about a 28-yard return on that play. So first and 10 of the College Place 12. Again, the bunch formation in the backfield. Everybody tight, toss sweep in the backfield, breaking inside and getting right near the goal line is Forrest Deer, the coach's son. He's down right at the 1-yard line, just short of the goal line. Bring up, that's a gain of about 11, I do believe, on the play. Let's give him actually 10, just enough for the first down. Ball spotted at the 2. Turn, pitch the ball back, and just Forrest Deer just going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Waluk, Forrest Deer, just two quick carries, 10 yards and 2 yards, and he takes it in from 2 yards out, and it's 20-0 here already. Waluk taking the lead, their third score of the game with 4:55 to go. So, again, nothing fancy there. Just a toss sweep, follow your blockers, and Forrest Deer, the junior running back, taking it in from 2 yards out. They're going to go for 2, fire out in the flat, diving catch. Did Cisneros come up with it? Yes, he did. He catches it on the pass. The diving catch for the pass from Rodriguez is good. And it's 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's Waluk 22, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field, the somewhat shell-shocked College Place Hawks team, already down 22-0 here in the first quarter. Scalia with a short end-over-end kick, caught at the 35, and what do we have here? Stoppage of play, flag down. That will be offside against Waluk on the kickoff as they were a little bit anxious. End-over-end kick was fielded at the 35, but it's all going to come back. They're now going to kick off from their own 35. And again, just a quick striking offense taking advantage of some opportune defense. I'm trying to figure out numbers. I wonder who number 3 is then. We have the ever-changing numbers here. So I'm wondering if I'm just talking out loud here. I wonder if Avalos is number 3. I don't know what's going on. I don't know any numbers anymore. They've made so many changes tonight. Anyway, Scalia is going to kick off here And they're going to switch it up here. They're going to bring, it looks like, Corain up to stand at the 35 as Salia, the freshman kicker, already for his fourth kickoff of the game, approaches the ball, and it's another end-over-end kick. And Marshall's going to try to give chase, going to roll out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. And it will be then College Place going to opt to take that at the referee, the official standing over there at the 36. And again, you can have it out where the ball goes out. They're going to say it went out at the 36. That's where the Hawks will take over, first and 10, 4:55 to go here. Already two turnovers for College Place. They're going to say illegal procedure, and they're going to have Waluk kick it off again. So pretty soon they're going to be back at their own goalpost here. Illegal procedure, ball went out of bounds. Again, you can elect to move it back 5 yards. Now, they could have taken that ball at the 40 if they had elected, because the ball was kicked from the 35-yard line. And in high school, that ball goes out of bounds. You can take it 25 yards upfield from where the ball was kicked. So now they're going to kick it off from the 30. Will be Salia. Again, it's 22-0 here already. Waluk, after a long but short yardage, they had a 71-yard drive in four plays to go up initially 8-0. And after two interceptions, they converted that to touchdowns. One on a 2-yard run by Forrester, another on a 5-yard run by Ayala. So Waluk, who's, by the way, Waluk's lone win of the year this year was against a Riverview team, 36-30 in overtime at Riverview 2 weeks ago. And that's a team that College Place faced here in week three here at home. So they're going to tee it off from the 30-yard line, is Salia. And it looks like, I think, Taylor and Corain back deep again. Let's see if they're going to play it straight up this time. He approaches the ball, short end-over-end kick. He's going to hit and go out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Now you can elect to, the 48-yard line of Waluk, and you can elect to take it right there. And I think College Place will finally decide, okay, enough of this. It's probably not going to get any better. We're not going to hedge our bet, and we'll just take it right there at the 48-yard line. Is what my guess is going to be. And no, they still have the receiving team out there. And this may be the longest kickoff scenario I've ever seen. And guess what? They're going to move it back to the 25-yard line. And back we go, kicking off from the 25. So they're saying, no, the 48-yard line on their 48 isn't good enough. And you know what? Maybe we can just keep backing it up until we have the ball in the end zone somehow. Who knows? Okay, so Salia, the kickoff from his own 25-yard line for the fourth time. On just this exchange here, three penalties here on Waluk from the 25, and the return men now scoot up to their own 30. And here we go. Lions are set again. He approaches the ball. He's going to kick it the other way, and guess what? He's going to kick it out of bounds on this side of the field. And, you know, at this point, you could take it at midfield or just have him kick off from the 20. And if you think I'm making this up, I'm not. This is the actual truth. And I have witnesses to prove it. And they're going to say, the referee holds up his finger and goes, how about one more time? All right. So they're going to kick it off from the 20-yard line. I think the record for the worst position of a kickoff I've ever seen was kicking off from their own 5. I saw that in a college game one time. There was a safety, and there were two dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct penalties against the kicking team. So they went from the 20 back to the 10, back to the 5, and they kicked off. And they actually tried an onside kick from their own 5-yard line. So here we go. From their own 20 are the Warriors. Again, 22-0 here, 4:55 to go, in what has to be the longest kickoff situation I've ever seen. This will be attempt number 5 for Waluk, with one offside and three illegal procedures of the ball going out of bounds. And the coach probably just says, Mr. Salia, can we please put this ball in the field of play? And we actually have a new kicker out there, Rivera, to give it a shot here. And I think they've had enough of Salia for a while. And here comes Rivera with two men back deep for College Place. Short line shot kick. Taylor's going to get it, but actually it's Heiner running laterally, spins, and he's dropped at the Waluke 47-yard line after about a 5-yard return. So the good news is that the College Place's offense finally gets to come back out on the field here. They're going to spot that at the 47-yard line of Waluke. Best field position for College Place, who really hasn't mustered much offense to speak of so far tonight. 2 turnovers and a grand total of minus 1 yard passing, and they even lost a yard after an incomplete pass, which you're not going to see very often. Wide to either side, bunch formation in the backfield, blinking Moreno at quarterback as all kinds of warriors up stacking the line. Snap back, Moreno hands the ball off, and Tyner is buried and dropped, and it's led by Silva as he's dropped in the backfield. They're going to mark him back at the 42, and that will be a loss of 5 on the play. So Tyner gets the handoff and immediately met by Mr. Silva, and we'll call it back at the 49. So it's a loss of 4. Second down and 14, 4:31 to go here in the first quarter. You score Waluke 22 and College Place nothing. As not a lot of chance there for the sophomore running back, Tyner, to get much off to speak of. Moreno gets the call in here from Coach Pons, as this would be the fourth possession. Actually, this would be the fifth possession for College Place. Second down and 14 at their own 49. Again, bunch formation surrounds Moreno in the backfield. In motion, Taylor. Ball through Moreno's hands. He just fires it up deep. Coming back on is Corain. Tries to make the catch down at the 33-yard line. And it's Rivera wrapping him up. And there's a late hit and a wrap-up. I think Rivera might have thought that Corain made the catch, which he didn't. So it is incomplete pass. And we're going to see a dead ball, personal foul against the Warriors, and that will move the ball down the field to College Place. Probably we're going to spot that down at the 36-yard line. Unnecessary roughness on the play. That occurred down at the Waluke 31-yard line, but the 15-yard penalty, and they're going to spot it down at the Waluke 35. So that was a 16-yard penalty. I'm not sure what yard line they're marking it from, but that makes up for the yard we lost earlier. Hash mark left, 1st and 10 at the Waluke 35-yard line. Hawks come out, 1st and 10 there, their best field position of the night. Bunch formation, 3 wides out to the left, Moreno in shotgun. Snap back, he's going to take the handoff, try to keep it, try to spin forward and gets near the line of scrimmage. We'll call it no gain as he's wrapped up by Forrestier. And another big fella out there is Ramirez for Waluke. So no gain, 2nd down and 10 for the Hawks. Again, we're down to 3:24 here to go, first quarter. Homecoming night here at College Place. Moreno is going to break the huddle here. And Xavier Thompson over the ball at center. Moreno in shotgun again, flanked by Tyner. 3 wides out right, 2nd and 10. From the Waluke 35, snap back. Moreno straight back, fires out in the flat. And through the hands and dropped by Taylor down at about the 33-yard line. Incomplete. Good throw by Moreno. On the coverage out there is Guerrero. 3rd down and 10 at the Waluke 35. Kind of a tough night already passing. For Moreno, he is 2 for 7 for 1 yard with 2 interceptions. And again, College Place are trying to get any kind of offensive momentum going here in the first quarter, already trailing 22-0. And they break the huddle here with Moreno coming out in shotgun. He'll be flanked by Braden Schwartz now in the backfield, tight end right with 3 wides out left. Line set, 5-man front, snap back. Moreno looks to throw, looking. He's going to fire deep, man, wide open, but it's underthrown as Grayson Taylor snuck out in front of the Hawks bench, and he was wide open down the sideline. No man within 10 yards of him. The ball is underthrown, unfortunately, and they'll bring up 4th down and 10 from the 35. As Taylor just could not quite come back to make a diving attempt there. Incomplete, 4th down and 10. As obviously a blown coverage there by the Warriors, not expecting Taylor to break out there. So here's a big play for the Hawks, trying to get some momentum here. Fourth and 10 at the Wallouk 35-yard line after the five kickoff attempts by Wallouk. Wide receivers bunch left, three of them. Schwartz again in the backfield. Moreno back to pass. All kinds of pressure looking to get free, and he is wrapped up and dropped in the backfield by Ayala. Back at the 44-yard line. That is a loss of 9, and the Hawks will now turn it over on down. So what looked like a promising play there on third down goes for naught, and Moreno sacked on fourth down. They turn it over on downs here. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter. And while Luke looking at their fourth possession coming up, ball at the 45-yard line. I'm going to give you some information here. I get a chance to talk about Hawks Cross Country in a moment as they hosted their first and only meet of the year here in College Place. Rodriguez is back to pass, looking to throw. A man opens his narrows down the field. He's going to turn, catch it at the 30, and actually it goes through his hands and it is dropped. I thought he had it there, and it goes incomplete as it's like stop the presses. Waluka actually threw the ball, incomplete pass. Going to bring up second down and 10. Cisneros was open. Thought he had it at the 30. It went incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and 10 at the Wallouk 45-yard line as the Warriors move here from left to right. Again, all kinds of running backs stacked up in the backfield. They're going to turn and pitch the ball to Silva. Again, he breaks free into Hawk territory inside the 40. Foot race down the sidelines. Disarms a man, which is Kareen. He's knocked out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Give him a 26-yard run. That is Juan Silva, who earlier had a 42-yard run for a big play on their first possession. That goes for down to the top 29-yard line. Crane saving the touchdown there. And it'll bring up first and 10, hash mark right, from the College Place 29. They break the huddle again, the freshman quarterback Rodriguez with three backs in the backfield. Kieran hand the ball right up the middle against that rugby scrum type thing, and he is stacked up and dropped. Got Cameron Lindstrom kind of jumping on the pile to make sure. Also in on the tackle is Noah Merka, and Devin Berg also getting up, as on the carry was who? I believe that was, I'd have to look at Barajas on the carry for no gain. Excuse me, check that. That's a 3-yard gain. So Barajas for 3, second down and 7 from the 26-yard line against stack formation. And they're going to hand the ball off left side, all kinds of running room off the left side of Zamora. He's inside the right near the 10-yard line where he is wrapped up on the far side of the field. Trying to see who made the tackle, and I think that was Tyner down at the 10. But give Zamora a gain on the play of 16 yards, and it'll be another Wallouk first down at the 10. I'm trying to maneuver my statistical program here. Back comes Wallouk from the 10, toss sweep right, just following his blockers, hit and spun around and dropped. Inside the 10, I believe that was Forrestier, yes, for a gain of about 1. Down to the 9-yard line. Time running down here, 55 seconds to go. Wallouk now inside the College Place, 10, second down, and I give him 2 yards down to the 9. Second and 8 from the 9 against that bunch formation behind Rodriguez. They're going to hand it to the man right up the middle. Trying to break a leg, he drives inside the 5, and then he's pushed back. He's dragging the tackle with him down to about the 4. And I believe that was Barajas again. Is that correct? Yes, it was. He takes it for 5 yards down to the 4-yard line. They'll bring up a third down, and we'll call it a third down and a long 2. Actually, they're saying fourth down. Fourth and 2 from the 2, pitch the ball back, and just walking into the end zone is Forrestier, and he is going to score on fourth down from, I believe that was about 4 yards out, is Rock Forrestier. So his second score of the game, He has two scores, and Ayala has two scores. With 7 seconds to go here in the quarter, while Luke has gone up now 28-0 with the extra point forthcoming here. They're going to again fake, fire out in the flat, that ball caught, and this time Cisneros comes up with it again on the pass from Rodriguez. 7 seconds to go here, first quarter. Your score, while Luke 30, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. While Luke has jumped out here to a 30-0 lead, and here we go with the kickoff again, and hopefully we can do this in less than five attempts as the freshman Salia in the kickoff to, I believe that's Taylor and Corrine is. It's an onside kick, and it's fielded up short. Great play there. Fielded at the 48-yard line. And that's Merka going to field it and just cut that ball off as it looks like you're going for the onside kick. Again, last week, Waluke was down 21-0 to Royal before they ever touched the ball as Royal was successfully converted two onside kicks and quickly punched it in. And they were shell-shocked. And I think College Place is feeling a little bit of the same here this week. The Warriors trying either squib kicks or onside kicks to some success. They're trying to, but the last time it took five attempts just to get the kickoff on. So here we go with that bunch formation in the backfield with Morano and shotgun with Tyner behind him. Snap back, hand the ball off to Tyner. He is buried and dropped back at the 45 for a loss of three as Ramirez wraps him up and drops him. And that's timeout here in the first quarter. Your score at the end of one, the Waluke Warriors 30, College Place Hawks nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, welcome back here to Hawks Field as we begin action here in the second quarter. And hi to children while I give these numbers. Offensive stats after one, Waluke 144, College Place minus 17. College Place comes out second and 13, hash mark left from their own 45. Three wide receivers out, bunch to the right. Moreno in shotgun. He takes a snap, rolling to his right, looks, fires. And that ball toward Lindstrom at about the 50-yard line. Coverage there by Barajas. That pass incomplete a little bit high for Lindstrom trying to stretch out his 6'3 frame. Can't quite come up with it. Going to bring up third down. Third and 13 for the Hawks. Their own 45. tough night so far for Moreno, passing 2 for 9 with 2 interceptions and a grand total of 1 yard passing. As the College Place has had some long pass plays this year, and they had a chance on the third down a moment ago that fell incomplete. 3rd and 13 from their own 45, Tyner flanking Moreno. Back to pass, Moreno fires out in the flat, over the head and incomplete at about midfield, intended for Corrine with Mendez on the coverage. And that pass is incomplete, and that will bring up 4th down for the Hawks, their own 45. Looks like Moreno will retreat and go into punt formation. Cisneros is going to back into single safety. And we just opened up action here in the second quarter while Luke leads 30-0. College Place just turn it over on, or they three and out here. They're going to punt. Snap back. Moreno fakes. Fires out in the flat. Caught by Marshall. Makes one man miss. Drives inside. Reverses field. Is inside the 40. And Marshall is dropped at the 38. So, gutty call by College Place on the fake punt. Marshall just sneaking out from his coverage position. And he's open and had to make one man miss at about the Waluke 45 and got about another 6 yards on his own. That play goes for 18 yards and a Hawk first down. So finally something offensive to cheer about there. I just saw Cameron Marshall this afternoon, and I said, send me receptions. He said, I'd love to get one reception for 20 yards. Well, that one went for 18, close enough for Cameron. 1st and 10, hash mark right for the blue-shirted College Place Hawks, marching from left to right here at the Waluke 44. Back to Bass, Moreno rolling to his left, fires out in the flat, going up is Lindstrom, and he makes an incredible circus catch, tips it to himself, and he's driven out of bounds at the Waluke 23-yard line. As Cam just tried to go up and find the ball, it was over his head. He reached out with one hand and tipped it to the other. And that play goes for another 16 yards down to the Waluke 23. So all of a sudden, the passing game roars to life here on 2 straight plays, 18 and 16 yards, and College Place is in business at the Waluke 22. 10:52 to go here in the second quarter, and the Warriors lead 30-0. Hash mark left again. They'll run that bunch formation with Tyner behind Moreno. Man in motion across the formation. Back to pass. Moreno in all kinds of trouble. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. 3 Warriors led by Ayala and Guerrero and Ramirez are going to deck him back at the 30 for a loss of 7 on the sack as Miguel really had no chance to get that pass off. 2nd down and 17. What do we have here? We have a stoppage of play. It looks like one of the referees is trying to do a takeoff. And they're pointing at College Place. That I don't see any laundry on the field, but Billy, here's a flag on this side. I didn't see what the call was. We have illegal motion, and they're going to say incomplete. Excuse me, refused penalty decline. What am I saying? Incomplete for penalty decline. 2nd down and 17 at the Waluke 30. Again, two big pass plays, one on 4th and 13, goes for 18 yards, and another 16-yard completion to Lindstrom, who comes out here to the near side. 2 wides out right and 1 to the left. 2nd down and 17 with Tyner flanking Moreno in shotgun. 5-man front for Waluke. Back to pass, Moreno retreats, fires a middle screen. It's Taylor trying to find his way forward. Check that. Tyner down to the 29. That play will go for 6 yards. Gobbles up most of the yards lost. They're back to near the original line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up a 3rd down. We'll call it 3rd down and 11 from right around the 30-yard line. Reno now has completed his last 3 attempts after going 2 for 10 in his first 10 attempts. So here we go, 3rd and 11 at the Waluke 24, we'll call it the 24-yard line. 9:11 to go and clock running while Luke again leading 30-0. And they're going to bunch 3 wides out to the right here to the near side. Tight end is left, and we have a stoppage of play, and the flag flies, and we have a delay of game. Oh, that was a quick trigger there. Delay a game, and that'll move it back from the 24 back to the 29. So what looked like a difficult third down play, we'll move it back to around the 30. It'll bring up a third and 16. So College Play seems to dial up a long pass play like they did just a moment ago on fourth and 13. Here we have third down. And they have to get down to about the 13-yard line. So it's really close to 17 yards they have to get here. They're going to send three wides out to the left. Jackson Shoemate, one of those receivers off the left. Moreno in shotgun. He's going to go back to pass. All kinds of pressure. Just fires it downfield. Lindstrom is there. Goes up to the jump ball. And was that picked off? I think it was. And that was picked off by, I think it was Barajas down there. And he's running toward the, yeah, it was Barajas who picks it off right near the first down marker. It was a jump ball. Moreno just hung it up. And a jump ball between Barajas and Lindstrom. And Barajas wins it. And the Wahlukes going to get it at their own 13-yard line. So that drive, which was promising there for a bit, stalls on the interception. So the Warriors will take over first and 10 at their own 13-yard line. Again, they have that stack formation in the backfield with three running backs right around Rodriguez. He's going to turn. He's going to look to throw, fires down the middle. That ball is through the hands of Silva and incomplete. He was open at about the 33-yard line, just outside of his grasp, incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. And every time while Luke throws the ball, it's like, wow, what's that? That thing, you reach back and you actually throw it downfield. Second pass of the night for Rodriguez, 0 for 2, and kind of reminds me of Portland State last week where they ran up like a 45-20 score and they didn't have a completed pass and scored seven touchdowns. Here we are, second down and 10, pitch the ball back, Forrestier picking his way, breaking free, crosses the 20 up to the 21-yard line as jumping up on the tackle was, I believe that's James Bernal, if I'm not mistaken. 8-yard gain on the play for Forrestier, the junior running back, who on this game, 6 carries for 32 yards. Call it third down and 2 from the 22. Again, stack formation, pitch the ball back, man breaking free, Forrestier crosses the 30. He's driven down up at the 33-yard line. As I see Schrindel getting up on the tackle there, that's a gain of 11 for Forrestier. And another Wahlukes first down. I unofficially have them down for, I can't believe I got them for that few of first downs. I think that's 5 first downs. Again, Forrestier already with 2 rushing touchdowns, and his running back mate, Daniel Ayala, also with 2 scores. It's that wishbone, very tight wishbone offense. They do a kind of a double inside reverse, and the man is dropped and stopped right at the line of scrimmage. As I believe that was Ayala who took the handoff from Forrestier on the double inside reverse, and that goes for no gain at the 33-yard line. Again, to kind of give you an idea what their offense is like, it's kind of a shell game in the backfield as to who's got the ball. Rodriguez, under again, center, at center. He's going to turn, hand it to the up man, who just follows his blocking straight up the middle and still going across midfield and breaking up. Actually going to spot him down right at the midfield stripe is Ayala, as he's going to pick up 17 yards. Again, you just kind of lose the running back in the midst of about 5 offensive linemen. It reminds me of the Bellevue offense from 2004 when they beat De La Salle of California and broke that 159-game winning streak with the game that I just happened to be at, and it was a shell game that night, as you never could tell which Bellevue player had the ball. Ball spotted right at midfield. Turned and pitched the ball to Forrestier, and he is hit and dropped in the backfield. And I believe that again was, that was James Benzel. James Benzel on the tackle there, and Forrestier is dropped for a loss back at the 49. As it's just turn and hand the ball off to Forrestier time right now, as he has 8 carries for 42 yards and 2 scores. 6:27 to go here in the second quarter. while Luke leading 30-0. Second and 11 from their own 49. Wishbone formation. Fake the handoff. Rodriguez back to pass in all kinds of trouble. Lindstrom chases him down and drops him back at the 34-yard line. They said the ball was loose, or was he down? Lindstrom drops him back to 34. That is a loss of 15 as Rodriguez could not outrun Lindstrom. He just reached out his 6'3 frame and pulled him down for a 15-yard loss back at the 34. That'll bring up third down and a half of a hemisphere here. Third down and 26 for the Warriors at their own 34. Hash mark left. Come out again with that tight wishbone set. Rodriguez under center, seven-man front, as Rodriguez is going to keep the ball. No, he's going to hand off, and man, it's wide open. Down the field, the 50, the 40, the foot race on the sideline, Ayala, and he stiff-arms Tyner, but he gets cleared down to the 22-yard line as they lost Ayala coming out of the backside. All kinds of hijinks there in the backfield for Waluk, and that play is going to go for 44 yards is what my math is telling me, and that'll spot it down at the, actually, let's call it 49 yards, clear down to the 17-yard line. Is Ayala on the carry? So they split the field here and turn and hand the ball off up the middle and dropped after a gain inside the 10 is Forrest Deer. So the third long run tonight by Ayala. Forrest Deer carries the ball down for 8 yards inside the 9, as they do such a good job of hiding where that ball is at. Second down and 2, Waluke at the College Place 9. 4:36 to go here in the second quarter. Tight wishbone set behind Rodriguez. Picks the ball back, and it's Silva just picking his way and skidding across the goal line. He is in for the score. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Silva takes it in from 9 yards out, and Waluke goes up 36-0. So a pretty simple attack here, just run, and pound it all the way down. And they turn what was a third down and 26, pick up a 49-yard gain, and then Silva caps it with a 9-yard touchdown here with 4:23 to go in the second quarter. Lines are set, snap back, kick is up, and it is no good by Salia. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Waluke 36, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services. Scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plus away shopping center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Have you ever heard of the old saying, it's too good to be true? Well, this isn't it. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,600 in rebates from Total Comfort Solutions on the purchase of a new comfort system and low interest financing. A new high efficient, super quiet heat pump system for as little as $149 a month. And wait, you may qualify for another $1,100 rebate from your utility company. That's $2,700 direct to you. I love getting money in the mail. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Waluke converts a third and 26 on a 49-yard run by Ayala. Here's a kickoff, booming kick over the head of the return man. It's going to bounce and cross the goal line again in high school. Once that ball crosses the plane, it is a dead ball and touchback. And Salia showing the leg here we haven't seen yet. They've tried all kinds of bloop kicks and all kinds of things, but that one goes over the head of the return man. I think that was Taylor. And the Hawks will take over first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. So far, as we kind of at the top of the show, we talked to you about the three-headed monster of the Waluke Warriors, Silva, Forrest Deer, and Ayala. They have 220 yards rushing on a grand total of 17 carries and 5 touchdowns, with Ayala doing the most damage, 4 carries for 94 yards and 2 scores. How come the Hawks, Moreno, flanked by, I believe that's Tyner, two wides either side. Snap back, Moreno rolling to his right, looking to throw, fires, and that ball through the hands, incomplete, dropped by Taylor up at about the 22-yard line. As it looks like, quite honestly, Moreno, despite two picks so far in the game, getting a little bit more confidence in his passing game here and throwing accurately. But that pass is bounced right off the 2 and the 5 of Taylor, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 10, middle of the field with the Hawks. 4:16 to go here in the second quarter while Luke leads 36-0. They're going to send a wide to either side, run that bunch formation in the backfield. That I think that's Taylor and Marshall flanking Moreno with Tyner behind him. Ball snap is low, and Moreno actually took a knee to go down and get it. And, of course, the only way you can do that is to, if you're in the pros, you can get up. But in high school, if you take a knee, it is a down. And you're down on the play right there, and they're going to call it a loss of 3 back to the 17. Actually, wait a second. No, how about back to the 15? Loss of 5 will bring up 3rd down and 15. The last thing you want to do right now is start going in the wrong direction. 3rd and 15, clock running. Again, it's homecoming night here at College Place. We're going to have an expanded halftime show as they introduce the homecoming royalty, which is a prince and princess from each class here at the high school. 3rd and 15, Moreno in shotgun with Tyner behind him, that bunch formation. Snap back, he rolls to his right, looking to throw, fires deep down the field, trying to come back on it is Lindstrom. Coverage there by Rodriguez, and it is incomplete. And that will bring up 4th down. 4th and 15 from the 15. And it'll be punting time for Moreno. If that's all we want to do is give Luke the ball back, as they've just pounded the ball down the field. Cisneros will go back in single safety, standing at the College Place 45. Moreno to punt. And snap's a good one. Kick is away. Short. Going to kick, take a ball loop bounce to 40 and roll back to the 37-yard line. So only a 22-yard punt and no return. And Wall Luke will have fantastic field position at the College Place 37 here with 3:09 to go in the half. 36-0 is, again, offensively all rushing for Wall Luke. They're 0-for-2 passing, but they have 230 yards. Rushing, and that's even with the 15-yard sack and loss by junior Cameron Lindstrom on quarterback Rodriguez just a series ago. All Luke hash mark right, moving from right to left here at the Hawks 37-yard line stoppage of play, and we have a timeout Wall Luke. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated, so with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to action here as Wall Luke runs the ball down, a late flag coming in as Forrester carries it from the 37 down to the 29. I thought that was a late flag. Maybe I just imagined it. They're going to spot it down to 29, gain of 8 by Forrester. As Wall Luke just content to just pound the ball here, 2nd down and 2 from the Hawk 29. Pitch the ball, double reverse, Forrester in the backfield, and dragged down from behind and dropped is Silva in the backfield, and again on the loss, it's Lindstrom making the tackle back at the 37-yard line. Loss of 8 on the carry by Silva. as they're back pretty much to the original line of scrimmage, will bring up third down and 10 for the Warriors, moving from right to left as we wind down here with 2:08 to go and clock running, while Luke leads 36-0, phase two with a third and 10 at the Hawk 37-yard line. Again, junior Cameron Lindstrom with two big tackles for losses here in the last couple drives against Waluk. That tight wishbone set in the backfield, hand the ball right up the middle, man breaking free, and Barajas is dropped inside the 30 down at the 28. Give Barajas a gain of 8 yards on the play. Great open field tackle who I didn't quite see made it. Bring up a fourth down, fourth and two at the Hawk 28-yard line. Again, we're down to 1:29 to go as Waluk is wanting to take their time here. 36-0 Waluk as they move from right to left here. Fourth and two at the College Place 28. Again, a tight wishbone set. Rodriguez under center. Tries to make the Hawks jump. I think he did a hard count. I think he was successful. As it looks like three defensive linemen broke the neutral zone. We'll see what the call is. They're going to say dead ball encroachment against the Hawks. So they get the first down the easy way, do the Warriors. That'll take it down to the 23-yard line. Clock still running down to 1:08 here. Again, tight wishbone set. First and 10 at the Hawk 23. Rodriguez pitches the ball for Steer right up the middle. Inside the 20, dives down to about the 15 as Xavier Thompson, and it looks like Cameron Marshall wrapping him up down there after a gain of 9. Down to 15, Forrester has gotten the brunt's work of the rushing yardage here. 11 carries for 67 yards and 2 scores. Second down and a long one for the Warriors from the Hawk 15-yard line. 33 seconds to go here in the half. Tight wishbone set again behind Rodriguez. Second and one. Pitch the ball again. Forrester right up the middle. Just lowers his shoulder as Schrendel just kind of gets his body in the way as best he can. Drops Forrester down at the 10-yard line. Bring up a gain. That'll be a gain of 5 and a first down. And we'll call it first and goal, actually, at the Hawk 9-yard line. We're down to 18 seconds to go, and Waluk in no hurry here. Time for probably just one play, maybe. First and goal from the 9. Rodriguez under center. He's going to pitch the ball at Forrester up the middle, breaks two tackles. Actually, that's Silva inside the 5, down to the 3, and gives Silva a gain of 6 yards on the play. So time is out here at the end of the first half. Again, we have an elongated first half with the introduction of the homecoming court. At the end of one half of play here from Hawks Field and College Place, the Waluk Warriors 36 and the College Place Hawks nothing. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and bring it right back here. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers, and boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love, and you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers, and when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. The Chiliers entertaining us with a very quality halftime dance here. But a lot of the dancing done in the first half by the Wahluk Warriors. They're up 36-0 here at halftime, homecoming here at Hawks Field. Give you some updated scores here across the Inland Empire. First of all, in SCAC play, it is Columbia Burbank leading Warden 34-27. I believe that is probably still a first-half score. Also from the Columbia Basin League, Chihuahua leads Southridge 34-0 right before halftime. Cross town over at Borleski Stadium with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Wahai leading Pasco 14-0. And that big tilt between Richland and Kamiakin at Lampson Field tonight. Richland has been stopped four times on fourth down in that first half, but Alex Chapman of Richland has his fourth interception of the year, and so a back-and-forth tilt scoreless in that game between 3A Kamiakin and 4A Richland. Let's check other scores here. Royal over Kiona Benton with 3.5 minutes to go before halftime. Royal 36 and Kiona Benton nothing. And checking some other updates here. I think that's about all I have that's going on in action in the area. Again, if you're getting blown out by Royal, you're not alone. As this Wahluk team, I think I mentioned earlier, they lost to Royal last week 68-6. So, again, tonight is homecoming night. Just want to introduce, again, the royalty. And, again, I don't want you to get the idea of ladies in evening gowns and the guys in tuxedos. It's not quite that formal here for homecoming this time out, as there is a prince and a princess named for each class here at College Place High School. For the freshmen, the prince was Makoma Bakari, and the princess was Courtney Melia. For the sophomore class, the prince was Bakari Bakari, and the princess was Maddie Weaver. And for the juniors, the prince was Miguel Moreno, and the princess Monica Ibarra. And again, the freshmen won for the week, as each day they checked out who was dressed up in the proper theme colors and whatever the theme was for the day. And they took score each day from each class as to how many from each class were dressed up. And the freshman class apparently won overwhelmingly. And so they win the Spirit Award, which is a hawk on a, I don't know how you describe that, a hawk on some sort of a stand. And the hawk was actually printed on our 3D printer here at College Place High School, which is a new part of our Dream Lab, with Byron Trope leading that charge. And Byron found a design of a hawk and actually printed out the hawk head on a 3D printer. If you've ever seen one of those things work, it's pretty impressive. Here at the half, it is Wahluk 36 and College Place nothing. Wahluk led offensively by Danny Ayala, 4 carries for 49 yards and 2 scores. Coach's son, Rock Forestier, has 12 carries for 73 yards and 2 scores. And the third part of that three-headed monster, Juan Silva, 6 carries for 75 yards and 1 score. Roscoe Rodriguez passing 0 for 2, so no yardage passing, but they've rolled up 259 yards rushing. And unofficially, I have them down for 8 first downs, are the Wahluk Warriors, and leading 36-0. For the Hawks offensively, probably the biggest thing to talk about is their passing game. Miguel Moreno, 5 for 16. Yes, he did throw two interceptions, but he has 41 yards passing. The big one was a 3rd and 13. He had an 18-yard completion off of a fake punt to Cameron Marshall, and then on the very next play, threw down the left flat, and Cameron Lindstrom made an incredible acrobatic catch on the far sideline for 16 yards. So that's pretty much the big story. Two plays, and that's the bulk of their offense, 41 yards passing. Unfortunately, that was offset by minus 30 yards rushing. So at the half, the Hawks have 11 total offense. Again, they have the two turnovers on the two interceptions. Actually, check that. That would be three interceptions. And halftime score again is Waluk 36 and College Place nothing. Looking at scores across the country here, if you're looking at baseball, scoreless duel in Chicago between San Francisco and Chicago earlier today. Toronto won at Texas to go up 2-0 in that series. Cleveland defeated Boston to go up 2-0 in that series. That game that was at home for the Indians. And the Dodgers won on the road at the Washington Nationals. They take a 1-0 lead in that series as well. So a big game to look at tomorrow if you're looking ahead at college football. I think that's a 4:30 start tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, between Washington heading down to Austin Stadium to prove once again, do they belong at number 5 in the nation or not, the Washington Huskies at the University of Oregon Ducks, who've now lost 3 in a row for the first time since anybody can remember. And a big game to watch there. And also a game up in Cheney tomorrow if you're looking at fifth-ranked FCS Eastern Washington hosting Northern Colorado with Greeley at Reese Stadium, that's like the basketball court, Reese Field in Cheney. We're down to 12 minutes here in the half as they're announcing the homecoming royalty here tonight at Hawks Field. Homecoming all week this week at the high school. And I had a chance this last week to talk to our cheer coach. And that interview is coming up here in a moment with Kathy Raisley, the longtime Wahai cheer coach, and in her first year coaching the initial Hawks cheerleader group of 8 girls. And that interview will be coming right up here after break. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. And this week, our special guest is the cheer coach, Kathy Raisley. And first of all, Kathy, tell us about your background as a cheerleader and cheer coach.
Well, I coached for 17 years at Walla Walla High School, and then I retired for about 2.5 years, and then I was asked to come coach here to start a program up because it's the very first year. And I used to be a cheerleader when I was in high school.
Where was that at, may I ask?
In West Valley in Spokane, Washington.
Wow, I student taught there. Wow, what a coincidence. That was 1984 that I was there. Okay, tell us about this year's cheer squad.
There's 8 girls, and none of them have ever cheered before, and they are amazing, and they're doing an awesome job, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
So when you went into this season, you obviously have like some priorities, like some goals and values that you want to instill in those girls, because they're kind of really the face of the team in some respects in front of the crowd.
Well, yes, and since this is a first year program, and you know the high school isn't even full yet with seniors, so it's everything's a first. First time cheerleaders, you know, first time for the fight song. We had to make that up, and hopefully we'll be previewing that on Friday at the Pep Assembly. And everything's a first. We had to buy new uniforms and just everything. And so that's the exciting part about doing it this year is these girls will always be the first at College Place High School.
I got to say, that first game when they walked into the stadium, I just about flipped because I went, wow, cheerleaders, you look fantastic. This is so great. They were just beaming. I'm like, I've never seen cheerleaders here before. It's awesome. Okay, what sports other than football will the girls be covering?
Well, basically girls and boys basketball after football season. And then we'll try to get to some other games of other sports just to sit in the stands and stuff. But the one thing that I have noticed this year that's probably the only downfall I can think of is that I only have one driver because I don't have any seniors, and so they're all younger, and so I only have one driver, so we can't get everywhere to everything because there's a cross-country meet that's in town, and I just don't know how we're going to make it.
Okay. I believe the tryout process was in May sometime. What was that tryout like for the girls involved?
Well, it was actually interesting because it is the first year, and so I didn't have any previous cheerleaders to come in to help train. So I got 2 girls from DeSales who are cheerleaders, and they were very kind and gracious, and they came over for 3 days and taught the girls a bunch of stuff, and then they had tryouts. And next year will be a little bit different because then we will have a fight song and different chants and stuff that they'll have to learn. So it's actually kind of exciting to have the first year and teach and learn everything. It's a whole new process.
So you have 17 years, as you said, invested in cheer. Obviously, this is near and dear to your heart. Why do you think cheerleading is an important element of a sport?
Well, first of all, it's a tradition in the United States to have cheerleaders. And second of all, it just promotes school spirit. And yeah, our football team has just tried so hard, but we've lost such high scores. But you know, these girls are out there and they're cheering whether we're winning or we're losing. They're still smiling, they're still jumping, they're still cheering, trying to get the crowd involved. And I think that's what it's all about, is just trying to keep everybody pumped up until the end, whether we're winning or losing.
So since you've been involved with the program, it sounds like you started with those tryouts in May. Mm-hmm. What have been some highlights for you personally, or then maybe even as the team? What are some high moments for your time with the cheer team?
Well, I think we've had a lot of practices. They went to just a one-day camp because there just wasn't time. Because it actually tryouts weren't until like the last week of school, so it was way late in the game. So next year it'll be a little bit earlier. Before school's out, so we can get a little more stuff done. But just doing the one-day camp and then just the practices, and I think really accumulating the fight song together, because like the girls and I have discussed, it's the fight song. It's kind of like the national anthem where it never changes, and it's like a tradition. So they'll always be known for the squad that taught and, you know, made up the new fight song for the school. It'll be a tradition forever, so.
All right. Again, thank you, Kathy. We've been talking with Kathy Raisey, the cheer coach for College Place High School Hawks Cheer.
And we will continue with the halftime show. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla, this is Todd Kimball, and I am running for county commissioner. My family has been farming in Walla Walla for six generations. I raise both dry land and irrigated crops, and I am a practicing CPA. My combination of experience is unique. As a past president of the Northwest Grain Grower Board and the Walla Walla County Conservation District Board, I can effectively represent those living in the county and make sure the rural areas of the county have a voice. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. We're at halftime here in the contest between Waluke and College Place. Halftime score, Waluke leads 36-0. And again, it's homecoming here at Hawks Field. Give you an update on cross country as College Place hosted their first ever SCAC varsity cross country meet at Fort Walla Walla yesterday as they faced Waluke and Kiona Benton. On the boys' side, Kenneth Rook continued his dominance, finishing the 5K course 2 minutes ahead of the nearest competitor. And I heard that the article in the newspaper basically was, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited for the next runner 2 minutes ahead. I heard today from one of our staff members that Kenneth Rook has posted the 11th fastest time in cross country in the state at all levels this year. That's quite an accomplishment right there when you're talking 4A and 3A runners, especially when you have some dominant teams here on the east side, such as North Central out of Spokane. And tomorrow there is the Richland Invitational at Carmichael Middle School, approximately 2,400 runners competing. And they, from what I understand, if they have them divided out into various levels, and they have a Division One elite runner class that Kenneth Rooks will be running in against the best runners in the state to make the trip over to Richland for that meet tomorrow. Give you an update on college football, kind of looking at tonight and tomorrow. First of all, 19th-ranked Boise State up 42-7 in the third quarter. Earlier tonight, it was number three and undefeated Clemson 56-10. Over Boston College. Games postponed because of the oncoming storm in the Florida area, LSU at Florida, and Texas. Actually, just that one game is postponed. Another top 20 action, Texas at Oklahoma, number six Houston at Navy. Indiana is at number two Ohio State, number nine Tennessee, at number eight Texas A&M. Virginia Tech at number 17. Wow, what a ranking for North Carolina. They're all moving their way up there. And I almost hate to say it, or it sounds so strange to say number 21 Colorado. Who would ever dream they'd be in the top 25 this soon after 2 years ago they were such a poor team. They are at USC, who is 2-3. Number one Alabama will be traveling to number 16 Arkansas in SCAC SEC action. And number four, Michigan at Rutgers. And as I mentioned earlier, that big game in Austin between number five, Washington, traveling to Oregon. Number 23, Florida State, 5 o'clock game at Miami. And later tomorrow night in the Pac-12, it's Arizona at number 24, Utah, and Washington State. 7:30 game on ESPN tomorrow night, traveling to Stanford. Of course, Stanford reeling from that 44-6 loss, home loss last week. Excuse me, that was at Husky Stadium, 44-6 loss to the University of Washington. If we look at Pac-12 play tomorrow night across the conference, as my mouth doesn't want to quite work here, other than the games I already mentioned, which is mostly ranked teams playing tomorrow night, you've got California at Oregon State and UCLA and Arizona State, both unranked, playing each other. Again, you have those other games involving ranked teams in the Pac-12. Looking at baseball scores, Chicago has finally gotten on the board at Wrigley Field as they take a 1-0 lead over San Francisco as they're in the bottom of the eighth in that game. And earlier today, it was Toronto on the road winning the second game at Texas at Arlington Stadium 5-3. Toronto goes up 2-0 in that best-of-five series. Cleveland defeats Boston at home. They, too, go up 2-0 in the best-of-five series. And the Dodgers winning on the road with Clayton Kershaw, a game that saw the Nationals, the Washington Nationals, get back within 4-3. That was in about the fifth inning. It was they came back to make it 4-3, and the Dodgers just held it from there. And the final score, the Dodgers win on the road at Washington. So we're counting down action here, a minute and a half to go here in the first half. And looking ahead to next week, we will be on the road next week as College Place traveling to Benton City, take on County Benton. And I didn't really give you the standings here in the SCAC East. Coming into the night, you had the top two teams in the state and the top two teams in the conference. Top-ranked Royal is 3-0, and second-ranked Connell is 3-0. Those are both conference records, and both those teams are 5-0. And looking at the point differential, Royal 188 points for, 35 against, and Connell 247 points for, and 55 against. So some major discrepancies there in points scored for both those teams. Columbia Burbank comes in 2-1. County Benton 1-2. Waluk 1-2. Riverview 1-2. Warden is 1-3. And College Place comes in this game 0-3. And I'm just going to see if there's any more scoring updates across the Inland Empire here. Scanning. Royal is now up 43-0. On Kiona Benton with 9:43 to go in the third quarter. And Wahai was up 21-0. I believe that was right near halftime. Wahai up on Pasco. So we're about ready to tee it up here. College Place to kick off. Again, they trail 36-0 here. As Waluk has their five up men right in the middle of the field, right at the 50, and they've got four men right behind them. It looks like they're kind of jittery after giving up two onside kicks last week to Royal. They got nine guys just within the 45 and the 50. Now they're going to break formation. Two men back deep for the Waluk Warriors. And I believe that's Zamora and Guerrero back deep. Teeing it off will be Moreno. I got to give Miguel credit. That first half we're on, he's got a little bit more confidence in his passing and was really throwing a lot more accurately there. As Tyner's going to come back to buy and find his position on the line, and we're set here. Again, nine men in the box for the Warriors. Moreno was just like a three-step approach. He's going to do a short sky kick. Can be fielded at the 20 by Guerrero, up the field at 25-30, and drop right there. And they're going to say he wasn't down. He goes up the field, but now they have a flag down. Looks like he was down, and the knee was dropped at about the 34-yard line. And we have a penalty down. It looked like illegal use of the hands. And that flag rests at the 34. So whether he was down or not is immaterial. That'll be a 10-yard spot foul, and while Luke should start somewhere in the vicinity of their 24-yard line. They will take over their initial possession here of the second half as they never punted in that first half. And they racked up 259 yards rushing in the first half on 27 carries. So out they come with that tight wishbone set behind Rodriguez, six-man front for the Hawks. Count by Rodriguez. He's going to hand it right up the middle. Ayala, he breaks free, across the first down marker, and is stacked up by Tyner and Schwindel. I'm pausing because I can't see. I think that's actually Corain on the tackle up at the 38-yard line. Gain of 14 on the dive play for Ayala, who's now already over 100 yards on the night. Initial possession here from Waluke, moving from left to right, tight wishbone set at their own 38-yard line. Toss sweep just straight ahead goes for a steer. And stealing the ball is Schwindel, and he just stacked up and dropped the 50. And as he ran past for a steer at about the 48-yard line, he just took the ball right out of his hands. It really wasn't a fumble. It was more of a steal. And Schwindel with the trickery there gets College Place the ball at midfield. So great play by the freshman Schwindel, and College Place, again, looking to get some momentum here. First turnover of the night on the play. College Place will take over at midfield, first and 10. Moreno flanked by Tyner, three wides out to the left. A six-man front for the Waluke Warriors. Snap back, hand the ball off. Tyner looks for a gap there. Rodriguez wraps him up, but he spins and is dropped down to 45. Decent gain is Grayson Taylor there, kind of helping the push there for a gain of 5. And that's actually Tyner's longest run of the evening down to the 45-yard line. Second down and 5, College Place, looking to gain on some momentum on that. I don't even want to call it a fumble. I want to call it a steal by Schwindel. Second and 5 at the Waluke 45. Just underway here, third quarter, 36-0 Waluke. Moreno in shotgun, flanked by two running backs, two wide slotted left. Back to pass Moreno. De Silva all over the place, and Cisneros stepped in front of that pass, nearly picked it off, as Silva with the pressure on Moreno from the backside, and the pass goes incomplete. And will bring up a third down and 5 from the Waluke 45. Again, the Warriors lead here 36-0. College Place with their initial possession after the Schwindel fumble or steal. And it'll bring up a third down and 5 as Moreno checks in with the play from the sideline. See if College Place can dial up another big gain. A couple of plays they had in the first half went for first downs on consecutive plays. Tyner will flank Moreno and shotgun with three wide receivers bunched left on the near side. Snap back. Moreno looks, fires over the middle. That ball is caught, slipping through his Corain. Dropped down at the 35-yard line, but not before Axel Corain has a first down for a gain of 11 yards and a Hawk first down. And so Moreno, as I said, as he's been going along here in the game, gaining some confidence in that passing game. Hawks with their fourth first down of the night. And what do we have here? Is just a stoppage of play. Call it the 35-yard line. We'll give Corain a gain of 10 yards on that reception. First and 10 College Place from the Waluke, 35 hash mark left, moving from right to left. Bunch formation in the backfield, snap back, hand the ball off. Tyner roots his field, cuts inside, and a flag comes in behind the play into the blocking area, and that would suggest he might have a little grabbing of the jersey as that flag is spotted at the, actually the College Place Hawks are cheering, they're clapping. And your call is what? We have personal foul face mask against Waluke. That'll be added to the play. Give Tyner a gain of 6 yards down to the Waluke 29. Face mask would move it half the distance down to the vicinity of the 15. Again, that's tacked on to the end of the run. So we'll call it a 15-yard penalty, and I don't know why we're stopping here. Let's just mark it off and get it going here. Yes, personal foul and face mask should move it down, give College Place a 1st-and-10 at the Warrior 15. Initial possession for College Place, trading 36-0 here to start the second quarter, the third quarter, but by far the deepest penetration by College Place yet here in the game, as they're going to go for a little walk down toward the north end zone, and they're going to spot it down at the Warrior 15. Hash mark left, Moreno with the play call in from Coach Pons. And Xavier Thompson will go up and get in with the ball at center. Bunch formation in the backfield surrounding Moreno, wide to either side. Snap back, looking to pass, firing end zone. Lindstrom goes up and almost makes another circus catch. Brojas with a tight coverage, but again, Lindstrom going up and almost making a miracle catch there. Incomplete, great effort by the junior receiver. Bring up 2nd down and 10. Decent throw by Moreno, just a little bit high to Lindstrom, who was open about 2 yards deep in the end zone. We'll see if College Place can take advantage of that Schrundel fumble recovery. 2nd down and 10. Hash mark left, wide to either side for Moreno in shotgun with that bunch formation, 7-man front. Hand the ball up the middle. Tyner tripped in the backfield, breaks 2 tackles, cuts inside the 5, down to about the 4-yard line is Tyner. I believe he has a 1st down. He made 3 men miss. Cisneros finally finishes him off. He's marked out of bounds right at the 5, and they are going to signal 1st down. Kyler Tyner with his longest run of the evening. That one 10 yards, as it looked like the Warriors coming with the blitz, and Tyner ran right past him for a 1st and goal at the Warrior 5-yard line. 9:33 to go here in the third. Warriors trail 36-0. Braden Schwartz checking in at the running back spot for Tyner. Again, 1st and goal from the 5, and send 2 wides out to the left, and Lindstrom out there all alone up to the right. Taylor and Schwartz will flank Moreno in the shotgun. 1st and goal from the 5. Snap back, fake the handoff. Moreno keeps the ball, cuts inside the 5, heads toward the goal line, dropped. He kind of stood straight up there as he got down to about the 1, maybe the 2. We'll call it the 2-yard line. Give Moreno a gain of 3. Looks like he could have maybe gotten his head down, gotten a few more yards, get 3 down to the 2. 2nd and goal from the 2. 9:12 to go here in the third quarter. College Place trying to break through for their first score here. 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. Homecoming night here again from Hawks Field in College Place. This drive started at midfield after Schrundel fumble recovery or steal, as Taylor and Schwartz will line up to the right of Moreno in shotgun. Wide to left, 2 of them, 1 to the right, Lindstrom. Snap back, Moreno keeps the ball running wide, and he is just buried and snowed under down at the 4-yard line, led by Alejo, coming in, I believe, from his linebacker spot. That will go for a loss of 2 as Moreno starting to run laterally, and the pursuit caught up with him, and about 4 guys hit him. Call him back at the 5-yard line, so back to the original spot where this started. We'll bring up a 3rd down and goal from the 5. 8:14 to go here in the third quarter. Hawks trail 36-0, but trying to knock on the door here and punch it in here. 3rd and goal at the Warrior 5-yard line. Moreno comes in with a play a little bit late, going to extend wide to either side. Schwartz and Taylor and Marshall in the backfield with Moreno in shotgun. Snap back, Moreno looks to throw, fires over the middle, fires it behind Lindstrom, and a man flash in front of it. I think that was Cisneros, who almost had 95 yards of green grass in front of him. It goes incomplete as Moreno did not see Cisneros flash in front of Lindstrom on the slant there to the right side. Going to bring up a 4th down and goal from the Warrior 5-yard line. On the night, Moreno 6 for 21 for 51 yards. As the Hawks have actually put the ball in the air way more than they've run it tonight here. 3rd and goal from the 5, Schwartz and Taylor and Marshall to flank Moreno at shotgun. Crane and Lindstrom deep, back to pass. He's just going to hang it up left side. Crane is wide open. He catches it in the corner of the end zone, just inside the back end line. And it is a score for Axel Crane. His 3rd touchdown. in three games as Barajas on the coverage with this little out pattern to the corner. Nice throw by Moreno, and Corain was wide, wide open in the corner of the end zone for the five-yard score. The Hawks go on the board for the first time tonight here with 7:40 to go in the third quarter. It's now 36-6 with Moreno coming on for, they're going to go for two here. Same formation with Schwartz now lined up in the eye behind Moreno. Back to pass, fake to no. They're going to hand the ball off to Schwartz. He is spun down and dropped by a ragdoll by Guerrero, and the extra point is no good. 7:40 to go here in the third. Your score, Waluke 36, College Play 6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. Ninth and Rose, Walla Walla.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, we're back to action here at Hawks Field and College Place. 7:40 to go in the third. College Place with their first score, now trailing 36-6 on the five-yard touchdown pass from junior Miguel Moreno to Axel Crane in the corner of the end zone. Moreno to kick off. Approaches short. Again, onside kick here. Nice kick. And it's off the hands of the Walrus player, and it is recovered by College Place. Now, that did not go 10 yards, but it bounced off of the return man at about midfield, and it was touched first by the receiving team. It's anybody's ball, and College Place will take over at their own 47 after the recovered onside kick. At board operator, Daniel Johns was leading the charge as far as it's a big big comeback time, and the College Place with the momentum here as they've just scored on a 50-yard drive where the momentum turned as freshman Tennis Rendell just stole the ball from Forrest Deer, the running back, and that started a College Place drive which was punctuated by the 5-yard touchdown pass to Corain, and now College Place has it right back at their own 47-yard line. Bench formation in the backfield, wide to either side. Looks like Schwartz behind Moreno in the backfield. Snap back. Moreno looks to throw, fires deep down the flip field. And we had a little push there in the backfield as Lindstrom ran past Barajas. I don't think the official saw that, but it was just a little bit of a tweak there at about the 35-yard line. The pass went to about the 30, incomplete. But just a little bit of contact there as the ball was in the air. Second down and 10. Decent throw by Moreno. Again, this is only his second start ever at quarterback, moving from offensive left tackle to quarterback in 1 week last week. And he's gaining confidence in his passing game here. Second down and 10, Hawks at their own 47, 7:33 to go here in the third, while Luke leads 36-6. Running back flanking Moreno, three wides out to the left, back to pass Moreno, all kinds of pressure, fires over the middle. It's a middle screen, but sniffing it out, there was, I think that was Barajas. Yes, it was. And the catch was by who? Tyner? Who was the catch by? I'm not sure who it was. I'm asking for my volunteer spotters down the way here. Whatever the case, it was complete for a loss. Call it a loss of two. Back to the 45. It'll bring up third down and 12. Clock running 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. While Luke leads 36-6, we'll see if College Place can dial up another big third down conversion here. Third down and 12 from their own 45, trying to maintain some momentum here. Corain and Lindstrom split wide either side, three men in the backfield. while Luke's showing blitz, back to pass, Moreno, the play just kind of winds down in slow motion. We have a flag down. I think we had some movement, and I think they're going to call procedure, I believe. Let's see what the call is. And they're going to talk about it. And College Place is going on a little walk back toward their south goal line. The legal procedure is the call. Going to move it back to the 40. Now, to get the first down, College Place has to get to the Wallouk 43. So it's third down and 17 Hawks at their own 40-yard line. If they recovered the onside kick following their initial score of the game on the 5-yard pass play from Moreno to Corain. Third and 17 Hawks, middle of the field, 6:31 to go. Wallouk leads 36-6. Hawks break the huddle. Getting a send wide to either side. Linsterman, Corain, three men in the backfield. Again, Wallouk showing blitz as Taylor goes in motion. And again, the play stops and everything just kind of winds down in slow motion. And I think we had some white-shirted Warriors a little bit anxious on the defensive side of the line there, as we'll see what the call is. See if we can get that 5 yards back. And we've got dead ball, and we have encroachment. Yes, it was. A little bit of anxiety there on the defensive side, so the illegal procedure yardage is regained, and that will move it back up to the 45-yard line. Third down and 12 for the College Place Hawks at their own 45. Again, we're down at 6:30 to go here, third quarter in SCAC action. The Wallouk Warriors 36, and your College Place Hawks 6 as Moreno comes back into the huddle. 8 for 24 for 54 yards on the night and one touchdown is Miguel Moreno. Third and 12, back to pass. Moreno fires, just hangs it up, trying to come back on the pass. Ross says that he caught it. There's a flag down the backfield. It was intended for Corain. And the call is illegal shift by College Place. And I would imagine that the Warriors will decline that. Illegal shift against College Place. Penalty is declined. That'll bring up a fourth down. Fourth down from their own 45. I'm running out of room for Moreno's passing stats here. So it looks like they're going to go for it, are the Hawks. Moreno will be flanked by Schwartz, three wides out to the left, fourth and 12 from their own 45. They just figure, what do we have to lose here? Back to pass, Moreno. Tyler's in the middle. That ball caught Lindstrom. He's hit by three men, tries to break free. Great effort by Lindstrom. He doesn't get the first down as he stopped at about the 47-yard line. He's about 4 yards short. They pick up about 8 yards on that play, but Lindstrom, not for lack of trying, broke two tackles but finally tripped up and couldn't quite break free. So it's an 8-yard gain, stopped at the Wallouk 47. Lindstrom's third catch of the night. He has 22 yards in receiving, but the Hawks turn over on down. So out comes Wallouk in that tight wishbone formation with Forrester and Ayala and Silva. They're going to pitch the ball, and it's Forrester off the right side, tripped up, ankle tackle there by Grayson Taylor as Forrester crosses midfield into College Place side of the field at the 49, gives Forrester a gain of about 3 yards on the play. It'll bring up a second down and 7. Wallouk at the Hawk 49-yard line, hash mark right, 5:49 to go here in the third quarter. Tight wishbone set again behind Rodriguez, the center, double tight end. Pitch the ball, Ayala, right straight up the middle, off the left side. Going to have the first down as Tyner teaming up on the tackle down at the College Place 41-yard line. And also popping up there was Lindstrom, but not before Forrester picks up 8 yards and another Wallouk first down, this time at the Hawks 41-yard line, middle of the field. 5:31 to go, third quarter and counting. Tight wishbone set again behind Rodriguez. Eight-man front right up the middle. Ayala just following the runner, the blockers there. He'll have another first down. Again, he just gets lost. All the linemen just run forward with him. He takes it all the way down to the 30-yard line, does Ayala for a gain of 11, and a Wallook first down there. Ayala now with six carries for 119 yards and two touchdowns. First and 10 from now, the College Place 29-yard line, as we have a stoppage of play. And we have an injured Hawk coming out. I think that's Wyatt Dial coming out. And checking in is Marcus Forberg in at nose tackle. First and 10 at the Hawk 29. Tight wishbone set again for Wallook behind Rodriguez. Pitch the ball for Steer right up the middle. Tries to break free. Can't as he is grabbed by the ankles. And again, Grayson Taylor just shooting in there and making the stop. This one going for 3 yards. That's two sure tackles by the junior Taylor on this Wallook drive. Second down and 7, middle of the field from the Hawk 26-yard line. We're down to 4:34 to go here in the third. Wallook leads 36-0 as they move from left to right. Tight wishbone set again. One man slotted right. Pitch the ball right up the middle again. Forrest there like a bowling ball. Right straight ahead in the arms of Braden Schwartz. He is dropped at the 24-yard line. Give him a gain of about 2 on the play. Bring up 3rd down and 5 for Wallook right in the middle of the field as they move from left to right here at Hawks Field with Highway 125 in the background here. 3rd and 5 from the College Place 24 as the white-shirted Wallook Warriors come out here in their maroon helmets. Tight wishbone set. They're going to do that right up the middle. Ayala, he just breaks free and like a bowling ball, he just rolls toward the end zone. Did he get in? He's down right at the goal line. They're going to say right at the 1 is Ayala. As it is, Ayala with a 23-yard run. His College Place cannot stop that quick dive play where he just gets lost with the rest of his linemen. Clear down to the 1 is Ayala. First and goal from the Hawk 1-yard line. Out come the Warriors again. Tight wishbone set. Rodriguez under center. Double tight ends. College Place with all kinds of men in the box. They just pitched the ball to Forrest Deer, and he got just barely across the goal line. But Rock Forrest Deer, the coach's son, is in from 1 yard out here with 3:19 to go. That'll be Forrest Deer's 3rd touchdown of the night. So 42-6 here with 3:19 to go in the third quarter with the extra point forthcoming, which has been an adventure for College Place on defense. 2 passing attempts. But as it is, they're going to go for the kicking variety, and the kick is good by Salia. 3:19 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Wallook 43, College Place 6. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services, scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plazaway Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We're back at Hawks Field here in College Place. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Wallook has just gone up 43-6 on Rock Forest here's 3rd touchdown of the night. Is Salia with the onside kick. And again, diving and falling on it is the up man. And that is Noah Merka. And that'll be a good field position for College Place at their own 48-yard line as Merka gets on the books here for a kickoff return of 0 yards. Some action here. Royals now up 50-0 on Kyona and Benton. And Wahai again was up on Pasco 21-0 at the half. DeSales trails Kittitas 30-7. Here we are, first and 10 Hawks, their own 48-yard line, bunch formation. Moreno going to just flip the ball off right up the middle. I think that's Tyner trying to break free as a bunch of linemen try to grab a hold of him and help him, but he will be dropped for a yard loss back at the 47-yard line. So that will bring up a second down and 11 for College Place. On the night, Tyner rushing, eight carries for 14 yards. Second down and 11, Hawks, their own 47. They just scored a moment ago on a five-yard pass from Moreno to Corain. Didn't recover the onside kick, but couldn't do anything with it. Second down and 11, Tyner again flanking Moreno in the backfield. Three wide receivers bunched to the left. Five-man front, back to pass. Moreno fires over the middle. Ball caught inside the 50. Penalty flag comes down. Lindstrom is dropped at the 48-yard line by Rodriguez. But let's see what the call is. Short gain of about 5 on the reception. We have pass interference against slow walk, drum roll. Pass interference against Waluk. And in high school, that'll be a 15-yard. And that is not an automatic first down anymore. It used to be. It'll be a 15-yard penalty against Waluk, and it will result in a first down. In case you're wondering, the only automatic first anymore in high school are roughing the, and you fill in the blank, passer, kicker, holder, snapper. So they're going to spot that from the 47, and that should move it down to the 38-yard line of Waluk, 15-yard penalty. And it'll be a Hawk first down at the, would you believe, the 37-yard line. We'll take it. No argument. I think we got an extra yard there, but that's just fine. Give a yard, take a yard. It's kind of like the penny at the store. Here we go. Back to pass. Moreno looking to throw. Fire. No, he's in trouble. He's going to tuck the ball and run. And he just kind of skids down as for dear life as Barajas comes barreling through there right near the line of scrimmage. Actually give it's going to be a loss of a yard on the play by Moreno. He just kind of ducked. And as all kinds of pressure came in, second down and 11. We'll call it the 38-yard line, right between the 40 and the 37. As Braden Schwartz checking in for the navy-shirted College Place Hawks, along with Moreno bringing the play in from the sideline. We're down to 1:44 to go here in the third, with Waluk leading 43-6 here in SCAC action from Hawks Field. Second down and 11. They're going to send three wides out to the left, one tight end right with Tyner. Actually, I think it's Tyner flanking Moreno. Snap back. Moreno looks to throw, fires over the middle as Cameron Lindstrom goes up to make the catch. And guess what? Another PI, this one on Rivera. And that'll go down to the 32-yard line, completed pass. But guess what? It'll be another pass interference penalty, another 15 yards. And I think I had Barajas and Rivera confused on defensive coverage. That, again, is Alex Rivera, sophomore, 5'6", 130. 15-yard penalty. The original line of scrimmage was around the 37-ish yard line. That should move it down to around the 23, but the way they're marking off yards tonight, it could be the 24, it could be the 21. Who knows? It could end up in Walmart by the time they're done. All right, first and 10 from the Waluk 23-yard line. First and 10 from the 23, hash mark left, bunch formation, wide to either side. We're down to 1:12 to go here in the third quarter, 43-6, Waluk. Snap back, Moreno fires, just hangs it up to the end zone. And Corain saying, hey, he pushed me as I went by. Axel Corain playing official there, not too happy. Pass is incomplete. We're bringing up second down and 10, 1:02 to go here in the third. College Place trying to get on the board again. They scored here two possessions ago on a five-yard pass on fourth and goal from Moreno to Corrine after a, I don't want to say a fumble recovery, but a steal by freshman defensive back Tanish Rendell. And now they're knocking on the door again, second and 10 at the Wallloop 23-yard line. We have a stoppage of play and a timeout for College Place. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Have you ever heard of the old saying, it's too good to be true? Well, this isn't it. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,600 in rebates from Total Comfort Solutions on the purchase of a new comfort system and low-interest financing. A new high-efficient, super-quiet heat pump system for as little as $149 a month. And wait, you may qualify for another $1,100 rebate from your utility company. That's $2,700 direct to you. I love getting money in the mail. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We're back to Hawks Field here as Hawks have a second down and 10 at the Wallook Warrior 23-yard line. 102 to go here in the third. Wallook leads 43-6. It's Tynier and Taylor will flank Moreno in the background. Backfield, back to pass. It's a little slip handoff. And trying to break free is Tynier. He is dropped right at the 25-yard line for a loss of two. Bringing up third down and 12 is here in the press box. We're discussing, is it possible if you're kicking off to end up scoring a safety for the other team? In other words, you kicked off the ball, kicked the ball out of bounds so many times that you end up inside your own goal line. Of course, we know if you're a mathematician, is the limits where at some point you would be like 1 inch away from the goal line. But here earlier in the game, we did see, what, four straight penalties by the kicking team, started at their own 40 and ended up kicking from their own 20, and we weren't sure how long we were going to be here kicking off. Third down and 12 from the Warrior 25-yard line. Taylor in motion across the formation. Moreno back to pass, fires, hangs it up for Lindstrom. Through his hands, incomplete coverage by Rodriguez, down at about the 17-yard line. That will now bring up fourth down, fourth and 12 for College Place. As on the night, Moreno 9 for 28 for 62 yards. Again, I'm pausing to get my stats here. Yeah, not sure here. Okay, all right. So here we go. Third down and 12 as the play just kind of winds out in slow motion. Excuse me, that's fourth and 12. They're going to call illegal procedure and move it back. So fourth and 12, I think, just became fourth and 17. As our head coach is not happy about that. Illegal procedure, going to move it back to the 29-yard line. College Place has to get down to about the 13. Passing on the night, Moreno, 9 for 28 for 62 yards. Got to make sure my stats are right. He's put the ball in the air a lot tonight. There we go, fourth and 17 from the Wallloop 29-yard line. Back to pass. Moreno just hangs it up. And Lindstrom coming free, catches the ball. He stepped out of bounds, but he did have it. He has a first down, down at the 6-yard line. So fourth and 17, they pick up 23 yards. That's the end of your quarter. At the end of three, your score, Wallloop 43 and College Place 6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again. Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect. So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. As College Place just converted on 4th down and 17, a 23-yard pass play from Miguel Moreno to junior Cameron Lindstrom. For Lindstrom on the night, his 4th reception for 45 yards, and total offense here at the end of 3, the Hawks now up to 72 yards offense, and Waluke with 337, but College Place comes out moving from left to right. First and goal at the 6-yard line. Moreno with a snap rolling to his right, fires wide open in the end zone is Cameron Lindstrom, and he hauls it in for a 6-yard score as Oscar Rodriguez, the corner, nowhere to be found on that play. Just a little out pattern about 5 yards deep in the end zone, perfectly thrown by the junior Moreno. He has his second pass of a touchdown tonight, and College Place now within 43-12 on the first play of the fourth quarter. And the home crowd coming to life here with some offensive firepower from the College Place Hawks. Out they come. They're going to go for 2. Bunch formation in the backfield. Moreno in shotgun, snap back, rolling to his right, looking, fires end zone. That pass is picked off, and it's going to be a no good on the try. It's narrows on the interception. 11:53 to go here in the game. Your score, Waluke 43, College Place 12. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
We're back to Hawks Field here in College Place where Miguel Moreno is probably thinking, hey, why can't an offensive tackle be a quarterback? I just did 2 touchdown passes here in the second half. Moreno to tee it off here for the Hawks, approaches the ball high, end-over-end kick, fair catch called for. And Ayala has an anxious moment there as it goes over his head. He thought he had it tracked, but it goes over his head, and he is dropped back at the 30, we'll call it the 31-yard line. So a fairly successful kickoff there by Moreno, which nearly spelled disaster for Waluke. And as it is, they're going to take over first and 10 at their own 31-yard line, leading 43-12. So, again, College Place is scoring on a 6-yard pass play from Moreno to Lindstrom. And, again, they're going to come out, Waluke, in that tight wishbone set behind Rodriguez, 7-man in the box. Again, that rugby scrum, and off to the races we go. Iola, the 50, the 40, the foot race, down the sideline, tried to stiff-arm Corain, gets down to the 30-yard line, and it's going to go for 40 yards. Daniel Iola, he's got the, man, it's like the basketball offense for Iola tonight. 8 carries for 182 yards rushing. As, again, he just slips away. They run that dive play, and he hides behind his offensive lineman, and he was off to the races for 40 yards. First and 10, Waluk at the College Place 30, with Marcus Forberg checking in to the game for Tristan Lomeli. Snapped the ball to Forrest Deer right up the middle inside the 25. Dives forward to the 24. This is the junior running back, Forrest Deer. And after that, actually spot him down at the 23. And for Forrest Deer, it's nothing fancy. Just pitch the ball back and block. 19 carries, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Forrest Deer. We'll call that actually 6 yards. Second down and 4 from the College Place 24. 11:02 to go. Stoppage of play here, and we have a timeout for College Place. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Cunniff at Falkenberg's Jewelers. And boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love. And you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers. For boys who like to throw rocks. And for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
He dropped down is Silva down inside the 20, down at the 19. I think that was Schwindel coming up, but it'll be a first down, 5-yard gain for Silva. Bring up a first and 10 at the 19. Over at Worden tonight, they had a track meet and a football game broke out. 34-33, Worden over Columbia Burbank, and I think that's a third quarter score. Tight wishbone set here in the backfield for Worden as Rodriguez takes a snap, and actually it's that dive play again as they had me faked out all over the place there. And it's Forrest Deer down to the about the 11-yard line, call it the 12, give him an 8-yard gain as he just had a lot of short gains everywhere in his last 10 carries, anything where from 1 to 13 yards. Second and 2 from the 12. End of ball up dive play, and Iola is just going to walk right up the middle and waltz into the end zone for the touchdown. Almost untouched. Again, getting lost there in the middle. Iola 12 yards for the score, and that is his third touchdown of the night, averaging 21.6 yards per carry. Is Ayala. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 190. You'd think he's about 2 inches tall as he's just been disappearing in that offensive line and just going right up the middle through the College Place defense. 9:46 to go here in the fourth. And while Luke on the board again, it's 49-12 with the extra point coming up. They're going to go for 2. Rodriguez is going to try to sneak it in. He's pushed by his running back, Ayala, falls into the end zone. What happened? No signal. Backed up, they're going to run in, no signal yet. Still now the signal 2-point conversion. Okay, I think that was Rodriguez on the carry. 9:46 to go here in the game. Waluke 51, College Place 12. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawksfield here in College Place. Well, Luke has just pounded it in with Ayala carrying it in for his third touchdown of the night. They take a 51-12 lead. Back to the track meet over in Warden. It's now Columbia Burbank 41 and Warden 33. This is the kickoff. Short end-over-end kick. Fair catch called for, and making a pancake catch there is Tristan Lamelli. And he calls for the fair catch at his 23-yard line, where the Hawks will take over first and 10. So College Place has had some offensive momentum here, putting the ball in the end zone twice on the night. Moreno, 11 for 30 for 91 yards, two touchdowns, one to Axel Corain and the other one to Cam Lindstrom. Lindstrom, the leading receiver, five receptions for 51 yards for College Place. Hawks take over at their own. We'll call it the 23-yard line. Tight end left. Three wides bunched here to the right with Kiner flanking Moreno. As Warden moving around defensively, back to pass Moreno. Straight back, fires, out pattern. Kind of a miscommunication there. Is I think it was intended for Schwartz with Salia on the coverage. It's incomplete right in front of the Hawks bench. That'll bring up a second down and 10 for College Place at their own 23. Yeah, they're just content for just Moreno, just their rear back and fired on almost every play. Second and 10 from their own 24. As rushing tonight, College Place has mustered minus 13 yards rushing with 91 yards passing. Second down, we'll call it the 24. Second and 10 from the 24. Two wides out right and one left. Moreno, handoff inside Schwartz on the right side, and he slipped and hit the knee. He had some momentum there and just fell down as he was, looked like he was going to get at least 6, maybe 8, 10 yards, and maybe more, but just slipped and only got 3 yards, did Schwartz on the carry. That'll bring up third down. We'll call it the 27-yard line. Third down and 7 for College Place. 9:15 to go here in the game. And the Warriors firmly in control here, 51-12, and they led 36-0 at halftime. And a final from Wrigley Field, by the way. The Cubs were victorious over the Giants, 1-0. And Richmond leads Kamiak in 14-7 in the fourth quarter. Here we are, third and 7 for College Place, their own 27-yard line, bunch formation, Taylor in motion around the formation. Firing out in the flat, Lindstrom trying to make one man miss, spin, sticks the ball out there, but it's all said and done. Moreno only has 2 yards on the reception up to the 29-yard line. We're down to 8:31 to go, and probably a likely punting situation. They're going to spot him up at the 30, so actually give him 3 yards. He's going to bring up fourth down, and call it 4. And I don't see any punt formation out there. 8:10 to go, and I guess Donald Pond says, hey, what do we got to lose? They're scoring almost every drive anyway, so what's the difference? Fourth and 4 from the 34. Moreno in shotgun, back to pass, looking to throw, looking, and he throws his arm, and the ball flips out, and it only goes about 4 yards, a la Dave Craig from back in the 90s. If you ever watched Dave Craig, where he had those little small hands and the ball would just slip out of his hands. like some sort of a cartoon character, but that play, not funny at all for college plays. It falls incomplete. Could have been possibly ruled a fumble. They say it's incomplete, and Waluk with great field position now at the Hawks 30-yard line as the Hawks turn it over on down. Boy, that hurts talking about Dave Craig again. How many times have we seen, you know, he set an NFL record for the most number of fumbles in a career. And about half of them were on times the ball just, he went back to cock his arm and bloop, it came out, and the rest was disaster for the Seahawks. Looks like we have a timeout here. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Hey Walla Walla, this is Todd Kimball, and I am running for County Commissioner. My family has been farming in Walla Walla for six generations. I raise both dryland and irrigated crops, and I am a practicing CPA. My combination of experience is unique. As a past president of the Northwest Grain Grower Board and the Walla Walla County Conservation District Board, I can effectively represent those living in the county and make sure the rural areas of the county have a voice. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back to action here as a sophomore running back, Alex Rivera, on the pitch, taking the place of Forrest here, but having the same kind of success. He's going to pick up 12 yards. Does Rivera down to the 8-yard line, and it'll be another first down for Waluke from the 18. Tight formation set, hand the ball off, and the ball stays on the ground, and College Place has it right at the line of scrimmage as the exchange there was botched, and it was recovered by Braden Schwartz at the about right at the line of scrimmage, the 18-yard line. So a second turnover tonight on the fumble variety. The first time was a brilliant, I don't even want to call it a steal, a fumble. It was a steal by freshman Tanner Schrendel. He just ran by Forrest Deer as he was breaking free after about a 10-yard run that back in the third quarter. And Schrendel just, it's like he was picking a handoff. He just ran right past him, just stole the ball from him and reversed his field and started running back to midfield. College Place gets it back after turning it over on downs, and they got a first and 10 at their own 18. Moreno's going to hand the ball, and the ball slips out of the hands, and picking it up on one bounce and almost fumbling it again is Schwartz. But he gets up to the 20. That's about the most exciting, actually, the 22-yard line. It's about the most exciting 4-yard run you're ever going to see, as they could have called him for traveling if you're a basketball coach back there. But he did put the ball on the ground once, but picked it right up on the bounce, and he almost fell out of his arms again. But Braden Schwartz takes it for 4 yards off the right side, up to the 22, second down and 6 for there for the Hawks. Both teams now, actually, I wouldn't say they're even, as College Place has now 3 interceptions to 2 fumble recoveries. Second down and 6 from the 22. Moreno back to pass, rolls left, fires through the hands and incomplete. Good pass by Moreno, but Lindstrom is not able to hang on. Looked like he had a sure first down. Might have started running with it before he caught it. Up at about the 28-yard line, third down and 6. We're down to 6:56 to go here in the game. Waluke leading 51-12. In that track meet at Warden, last score I had after a Warden touchdown but unsuccessful two-point try, it's Columbia Burbank 41 and Warden 39. Wahai leads 28-8 over Pasco. DeSales has cut their deficit from 30-20 the last time I checked. Back to pass, Moreno looks to throw, fires over the middle behind the receiver, Lindstrom. Tight coverage there by Tony Cruz. Lindstrom can't come up with it. That'll bring up fourth down. And then on the night, lots of attempts, 12 for 35, 3 interceptions, 94 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Miguel Moreno. hey, if you're only making your second start, you might as well make it up for lost time and just put the ball through the air, huh? Ball at the 22. Again, they're not showing any signs of wanting to punt here at their own 22. Fourth down and six. 6:50 to go here in the game. Wide to either side. Tight end left. As it looks like Schwartz flanking Moreno in shotgun. Now two wides right. Back to pass Moreno. Looking to throw. Fires. Linson comes back. Can't quite make the catch. Would have been short of the first down anyway with Hernandez on the coverage. Incomplete. So after several streaks of not throwing too many incompletions, that's now four straight incompletions for Moreno, and the Hawks turn over on downs here with 6:42 to go in the game, trailing 51-12. Trying to get some updates here from around the area. Again, Richland was leading Kamiakin 14-7. Let's see what else we have here. I know earlier in the day, Sunnyside Christian beat Touche. I didn't get a final on that score, but I think it was about three touchdowns at least. As the quarterback keeper here by Salia now in a quarterback, and he's wrapped up and dropped by a host of Hawks, led by Schwartz. And also there was Noah Merka back at the 24-yard line. That'll be a loss of one on the play for Salia, who's now in at quarterback, as I mentioned. He is a 5'5", 140-pound freshman quarterback. Also, we've called his name a lot on extra points and several kickoffs there in the first quarter. It took forever to get the kickoff going. Second and 12, Salia kind of slips and drops, but he keeps his balance. And a gaggle of Hawks finally bring him down as he plows his way down to the 15-yard line. Is that the term? Is that gaggle? I'm not sure if I just where I came up with that one. Anyway, down to the 15 for about a 10-yard gain is Salia. Going to bring up third down and two. 5:32 to go. Waluke from in control here, 51-12. Hawks did get on the board once in the third quarter and once in the fourth. Third down and two from the Hawks 15. Salia in from the sideline with the play call from Coach Forrestier. Pretty much backups all the way across there in the Waluke backfield there. Salia under center. He's just going to push him forward, as it's the old helping the runner thing that nobody ever calls anymore. And 37, that's Saul Martinez just pushing Salia forward. And, you know, that is, whether you like it or not, you can say, well, they had the Bush push and Leinart and all that. But in football at all levels, helping the runner is theoretically illegal, but they never call it, ever, i.e. Reggie Bush pushing Leinart into the end zone about 10 years ago for USC. If you grab the runner and push him, even an offensive lineman pushing a runner from behind, you see it all the time. They never call it. Tight wishbone set again. Salia's going to pitch the ball. New runner in, breaking free. Down inside the 10 to the 6-yard line is Cruz. That is Tony Cruz. Gain of about 4 yards on the play. As wholesale substitutions here for Waluke, second and goal from the 6-yard line, down to 4:17 to go. Waluke leading 51-12 as they're moving quickly toward the north end zone here, and College Place trying to hold them out here one last time. Second and goal from the College Place 6. We under center with a new backfield in there. Pitch the ball, picking his way, trying to break into the end zone. Finally drops short. Is the running back. That is Zamora. They're going to get him down, shoot, right about the 1-yard line, it looks like. Zamora with a gain of 3 on the play. I'm just trying to keep track of all of the substitutions here. Third and goal from the 1. Stack it up again behind Salia. He turns, pitches the ball, and driving forward, I'm not sure if he got in. Now they're going to say fumble, and now College Place has it, and they're going to come out of the end zone. No touchdown signal, stoppage of play. Who came out of there with the ball? Was that Moreno? I think that was Miguel Moreno on the recovery, I do believe. And he spotted down at the 1 yard line. So it is a fumble. And it'll go for College Place takes over. So third turnover of the night for Waluk. Again, I think that was Moreno on the recovery. First and 10 from the one. And what do we have here? Coach says Moreno, Miguel. This would be a good time for a 99-yard pass play. That's my call here. So first and 10, College Place at their own one after turnover. 3:15 to go here in the game. 51-12, Waluk. Bunch formation in the backfield. Very tight. Now, okay, they're going to snap it back, hand the ball off, hit in the backfield and dropped. Nowhere to go, and I think that was that Tyner? That was Tyner. And he's buried about 4 yards deep in the end zone. No chance to get out, and with 3:06 to go in the game, Waluk on the board with a safety. Two points. And they take a 53-12 lead here with 3:06 to go. That'll result in a free kick. Hawks will kick it off from their own 20. And again, you can kick off or punt with a free kick. Warriors will take a 53-12 lead after that safety. So the good news was College Place kept them out of the end zone. The bad news is College Place couldn't keep themselves out of the end zone the ensuing play and were hit for the safety in the 2 points. So 53-12 here on homecoming night at Hawks Field. And what do we have here? Moreno looks like he's going to tee it off from the 20. Again, if you listened earlier in the game, you heard of the hijinks with Jose Salia trying to get a kick in bounds as we had 4 straight violations. And Waluk ended up kicking off from their own 20. Now, Moreno's going to punt the ball. And again, this is a live ball. You can do an onside punt, actually, on a free kick if you like. And while Luke's not sure what to expect here, Moreno's going to punt it. Lines are set. And he's going to give it off the right side of his foot. While Luke players through his hands, and it's kicked, and it's going to be recovered right at the 45-yard line of Waluk by Hector Zamora. But College Place almost recovering on the carom there. Back to the 45-yard line, and we have a running clock now with 2:56 to go. After no gain on the kickoff by Zamora, return by Zamora, I should say. So while Luke first and 10 at their own 45-yard line after that muffed kickoff, it's funny because the player forgot to call a fair catch. And again, with a free kick situation, it's a live ball. So if you recover that, it's your ball, the kicking team's ball, that is, even though it's punted. Whatever the case, first and 10, hash mark left for Waluk. Cream pants, white tops, maroon helmets, maroon numerals. Waluk from Mattawa, Washington, up the Columbia River from West Richland. Tight wishbone set, and again, they're just going to push Salia forward. I just can't believe they don't call that. It just drives me nuts, as you can probably tell. 5-yard gain. You cannot push the runner from behind like that, but they never call it. Second down and 5 from midfield. Check it in the rule book. You'll find it. Second and 5 from the 45, down to 1:44. Again, running clock. 53-12, Waluk here. Hash mark left. And guess what play they might run this time? Tight formation set again. Are they going to pitch the ball? And going back and trying to find it is the running back, Cruz, and he's going to get decked back there for a loss of 5. as he picked up the fumbles, he kind of, the ball was riding high and he dropped it, went back and got it. But it's going to take it back to the original line of scrimmage, back to their own 45. Third down and 10, down to 1 minute to go, while Luke leading 53-12. Hash mark left. Should be time for just a couple more plays here. Tight wishbone set again behind Salia. Turn, pitch the ball, trying to dance around, drop a whole bunch of subs in there defensively, it looks like. Actually, Braden Schwartz, he's no sub. He made the tackle on that play. I think Merka made the tackle as well up at the 48-yard line. Three-yard gain. I think that was Cruz on the carry, do you believe? Maybe. All right, to the 48. Fourth down and 7:30 seconds to go. And while Luke looks like they have no idea of wanting to punt it here, and here we go, tight wishbone set, fourth and seven from their own 48. Salia, five-man front. Again, he's going to try to push him forward. And the whole line moves all the way down to the College Place 46. Wait a second. That is not a first down. No. Salia got 4 yards on that dive, actually 6 yards on that dive, short of the first down to the 46. Whatever the case, the clock runs out of time. And that is your ball game. Kind of entertaining there at the end, watching all that stuff moving around there. Your final score here from Hawks Field and College Place, Waluke Warriors 53, your College Place Hawks 12. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. Homecoming night here at Hawks Field. Final score, Waluke 53, College Place 12. But got to admit that Hawks offense gave us something to cheer about there late in the third and early in the fourth quarter. Here's a rundown of your action. Pretty much first quarter was a couple of turnovers by Moreno, Ayala running for two touchdowns, Forrest Deer running for two touchdowns. College Place unable to stop Ayala pretty much all night. Nine carries, 144 yards, and three touchdowns was Ayala. Well, Luke didn't complete a pass. They were 0-for-2 passing. They said, forget it. We don't need to throw the ball. They just ran it down College Place's throat here tonight. As we said, that three-headed monster. Here are their stats for tonight. Again, Ayala, 194 yards. Forrest Deer, 20 carries, 117 yards, three touchdowns. Juan Silva, seven carries, 80 yards, and one touchdown. Then you have a whole bunch of other guys carrying the ball. The biggest one being Hector Zamora, 3 carries for 19. Actually, Salia, 5 carries for 32, also in a backup quarterback role. So total offense for Warden on the night, 457 yards rushing. And officially had them for 15 first downs. Their only bugaboo was they put the ball on the turf 4 times and lost 3 of them, all of those coming in the second half. College Place, however, was really highlighted by the big play turned in by freshman defensive back Tanner Schrindel, who went at the point when it was kind of desperate, 36-0, and Forrest Deer running for a first down. He just ran past Forrest Deer and said, "Hey, if you're going to hold the ball out like that, I'll take it. Thank you so much." And he took the ball right out of his hands, returned it to midfield. College Place, out in the aid of a couple of pass interference calls, was able to take it all the way down to the 5-yard line of Waluk, where on 4th and 5, Miguel Moreno found Axel Corain in the corner of the end zone for College Place's first score. They were then able to recover the onside kick that followed, that bounced off an up man. It was recovered at the 47, but unable to move it from there. Waluk would then score on another 1-yard run by Forrest Deer to make it 43-6. College Place did come back, though, and score on a 66-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the fourth quarter, Moreno to Lindstrom. Your stats for College Place: individual rushing, really hardly anything to talk about. Tyner, 10 carries for 11 yards, was the leading rusher. Moreno, 12 for 36, 3 interceptions, 94 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Of course, 1 going to Cameron Lindstrom, 6 receptions for 54 yards and 1 score. Axel Corain, 2 for 15 and 1 score. Cam Marshall, 2 for 19 on receptions. Unofficially, College Place, I had them down for 8 first downs. Total offense, 87 yards. That's 94 yards passing and minus 7 yards rushing. So your final again here from Oxfield is Waluk 53 and College Place 12. We'll be in action next week as we're on the road again. It's been a while, actually. We've had 3 straight home games sandwiched around a forfeit to Royal City. So we haven't really been on the road since week 2 at Goldendale. Next week we're traveling to Benton City as the Hawks will take on Kiona Benton. Thanks so much tonight for Daniel Johns running the show back at the studio at KGDC. And thank you so much tonight for all of you listening tonight. Again, your final score here from Oxfield, Waluk 53, College Place 12. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.